Hello.
Testing. It's a special transmission.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah! Woo!
I am the Armenian f***ing comedian f***ing head tattoo. F***ing get it?
Okay, this is getting weird.
How you keep it funky and juicy? Is the funk is the rhythm and all that jazz and the soul of the music and all that stuff, but they gotta be lubricated now, almost like snot, you know what
By
I mean?
By the way, do you know the website?
You know, I'm embarrassed. Do you know the website number? I should have it in front of me, and I don't.
Right.
I'm actually embarrassed.
I'm gonna call your office directly, too, and get it later.
It is recovery.
And now.
Well, here we go. New York, New York. The city's so nice they named it twice. Manhattan is the other name.
Our feature presentation.
That is true, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Manhattan is the other name.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show from New York City. We didn't think this was going to work until 30 seconds ago.
Don't jinx us.
We're excited about that.
I was holding a piece of equipment with my hand is the only way it worked. If I let go of it, it would stop working.
Bean is ingratiating himself to everyone here, as he does everywhere.
A whole new city loves him now.
Why would you say that?
You're a good man, Elliot. My name's Eli. That's all good.
No, you didn't hear. He said, same thing.
It is the same thing.
Elliot and Eli.
Oh,
not the
like I'm going to draw that kind of distinction.
I saw Star Trek on the plane. I saw Star Trek on the plane.
I didn't think anybody heard me. And I was just.
Listen.
What?
We hear you and we don't respond. It's been that way for 20 years.
I just thought Star Trek was good. That's
it
all.
Was good.
And I just wanted to share
it
with my peeps.
It was good
Thank
when
you.
It opened and we all yes. saw it. That's
Thank you
when
for
it
your
good.
Timely review, Gene Shalit.
Even Lisa coming at me. Usually Lisa at least cuts me a little bit of slack.
And we're not your peeps as well.
What other movies came out in May that you liked, Bean?
I understand that Lisa saw The Proposal on the plate. Is that
I did, actually.
Lisa.
It, for a romantic comedy, it was actually one of the better ones, I have to say. And Ryan Reynolds was not bad.
Right? Not bad.
He wasn't bad.
I know, right?
He was
fine. I'm giving Lisa a parachute on the ride home. That's all I know.
All right, here's the deal. We are, we think, going to be able to take your telephone calls like we do, even though we're in New York City.
New York City!
1-800.
Listen, can we just...
parachute.
That was
Remember
great.
We used to have the basement for Lisa? Now we got the parachute.
That was great and all, but okay now.
All right.
All right.
1-800-520-1067. We are going to get to your calls in just a minute for Kevin Bean's What to Do Nephew. By the way, we are apparently in the legendary studio where Howard Stern worked for many, many years.
That's right, Robin.
In Manhattan.
Robin was back there in the glass.
Oh, that's where
right?
she was. Is over
she
there.
Put him on the glass.
I want to be back there.
I want to know where in this studio Jenna Jameson got naked in private parts. Where on the carpet did she lay
that
down?
That was a different studio.
That wasn't in this one?
That wasn't in this studio.
Where
it
else
in the old studio.
And lesbians? Don't they come parading through here?
They did, yes.
Oh, all right.
I would imagine that red couch over there has got some good DNA.
Yeah,
Lightning, who is here? I guess we're are we video? Are we on video? Can people watch this?
Yeah, we're webcasting
right now. We're
yes,
on already.
Right now,
no
are.
Warning. I haven't touched on my makeup or anything.
We're on the webcast.
Lightning told
and
me
I
that
am way too close.
This couch over here, close
saying.
Up.
That's what I was saying. You reminded me.
I do
me.
Not look that good that close.
We kept telling Lightning back the cameras.
I need
off.
A little headroom. Give me a bust. Where
oh,
about
there
here?
He is.
Give me a bust this shot, as they say in the biz. Where are you cutting me?
This
right about here would be good.
Terrible use of technology.
Lightning was telling me that this couch over here opens up to a bed. That was the point I was going to make.
Oh, okay. Seriously?
Yes. So,
all right.
That doesn't look true.
That's what he said, anyway. So
yeah. Lightning also said he was going to take me to a restaurant last night at 11 o'clock to get a sandwich and something to drink.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And we ended up taking a trek through New York that lasted about 90 minutes.
Why?
Until I finally just jettisoned and said, I'm going back to the room. This is BS. Turns out the restaurant was about a block and a half away from the hotel.
You went the wrong way.
So you were.
I didn't go anywhere, Lisa. I talked to the guy, and I know it's a place. He told me where it is. We go this way. Let's go right down this way. We get to 53rd Street. Oh, wait a minute. It was 55th. We got to turn around. Okay, now we make a right. 9 blocks the wrong way. Now, this can't be right.
Isn't it impossible to go a block in New York City without finding a place where you can get a sandwich and something to drink?
Trust me. I made many suggestions along the way.
No, this place is supposed to be the best. We're going there.
Can I tell you what I did last night, Ralph?
What'd you do?
11 o'clock, room service, 16 minutes at my door.
Trust me, that was my inclination initially, and then I got a call from Lightning. Come on, we're going to go out and see New York, and I'm going to get something to eat.
All right, bring the camera in on Ralph. Light, if you could zero in a little bit closer, we can still see both his,
way too close.
Both his hair and his chin, and we'd like to only be able to see half.
So here, I was not in any of the meetings. So you go to kevinandbean.com, and yeah. you can watch all of the days that we're broadcasting here in New York, if you want to, online.
You can see people talking into microphones.
Why would that be interesting to anybody?
I don't know.
Who would want to see that and why?
I've never understood.
Well, here's what they'll do. They'll come, they'll look, they'll go, are you kidding me? And then they'll be done with it.
If.
So, I don't know. An hour in, we should be clear.
Yeah.
I would think.
All right. Should we try taking some phone calls?
Sure.
1-800-520-1067. Call now for Kevin Bean's What to Do Nephew.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
So, what it do,
what it do, nephew.
My understanding is it's a brand spanking new Kevin Bean t-shirt is what you get if you get on the air here this morning.
New York edition.
Sure.
New York edition t-shirt.
Really?
Look, we don't have any shirts. You might as well make them special.
He made that up.
Let's try Lily, who is on line one, up bright and early this morning. Hey, Lily. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Hi, guys. So,
wow, it's working.
Yesterday, I sat in the wrong seat in my classroom. My teacher's bipolar, so she threw a bookmark at me.
Wow.
Threw a bookmark at you?
I expected a book, but apparently there's some sort of liability.
Sure, you can't throw a book. Bookmarks are cool, though.
Bookmarks usually made out of, like, three-ply paper, though.
Yeah.
I got a free Caterpillar bookmark, so...
Wow, that's a bonus. Now, how long has school been going on?
I think they went back last week, most places.
Right, so how is she already tired of you?
I don't know, really. I think it's because I'm cooler than she is, and she's just so mad at me.
Yeah. Oh,
when you're 16, you're the coolest thing in the world, man.
Yeah, but she is cooler than her teacher.
Please stay in your assigned seating. That's all I ask of you.
Guys, is there any way that you could think of something less effective as a weapon than a bookmark? I mean,
cotton ball?
Maybe? I mean, what?
Marshmallow?
What comes to mind that could do less damage than a bookmark? It's not even a piece of paper. It's so much smaller than sheet of paper.
That could slice you open, yes, for God's sake.
You're lucky to be alive.
I would load up on bookmarks if that's cool. If throwing back and forth between the teacher is cool.
But you can't throw it like this and it just flips in the air like a playing card. It's pointless.
She's unable to throw anything at the teacher.
Better off throwing an ostrich feather.
Not a good weapon, I think is what we're saying. All right, Lily, well, we're glad you survived your harrowing attack. I hope there's a book or something.
Yes.
But you can put that mark in.
I meant that she could write about her experience.
Oh, I'm
That's
sorry.
What I meant. All right. Thank you very much for the call. I don't have a name, but let's try line.
Your name's Bean. You have a name.
No. On the phone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's try line two. I believe somebody's calling.
She just dropped.
She was calling about the president's speech last night.
You lie!
In the brawl that
You lie! You lie!
Is that unbelievable?
That was. This
guy's an ass. This is a representative from South Carolina. Wilson, I think, is his last name.
Yeah.
Who, during the president's speech, when the president was making some point about his health care proposal, screamed out, "You lie!" As if he's on the Jerry Springer show.
A lot of people have been saying we're going to ensure illegal immigrants. That's not true. You lie! No, really.
That guy apologized this morning, but he's all over the news. So I think he got exactly what he wanted.
And he's going to be a hero now to some people, right?
Absolutely.
Well, I was watching the TV news, and they pulled out the bill, and they showed the line in the bill that says, "This policy will not apply to illegal immigrants." We're like, well, that's not a lie at all, then.
Not about that.
It's hysterical that that's what's going on in Congress now.
I know. I love it. It's finally a place I would fit. If I would do it.
Finally, the WWE comes to politics. That's what Kevin's always wanted.
There should not be a congressman doing it. That's all I'm saying.
Elliot, how are we doing? We good?
It's Eli.
Same thing. I think it sounds good in here. How's it sound for you guys back there, Mike and Omar?
It sounds great. If we could only get callers, we'd be great.
Oh, I'm not worried about that.
We're entertaining ourselves.
We're just trying to keep this end up.
No, you guys know what you said.
What about today's day one from New York City of the Kevin and Bean Show?
Today we are going to talk to Bob Saget, who's going to be calling us all the way from Los Angeles, California.
Wow.
Yes. To tell us about a charity event that he's working with.
Now, Bob is, he's killed all the relatives in his family, right? Isn't that his deal? He's like some sort of a black widow? No, I'm serious. Hasn't he had
some serious illnesses in his family, if that's what you mean?
He's had like 20 people drop dead around him. He's the last man standing.
But why would you bring that up?
Well, isn't that what he's having the event for?
I believe
the breast cancer charity.
Yeah, I believe his sister may have passed.
I think
breast
that's
cancer.
One of the ways that he's killed them, is with that. It's just weird. I don't know. It's weird about something about a guy that kills somebody and then raises money to stop it. I don't know. Just
Bean would prefer.
You think
that
he gave her breast cancer? That's what you think?
Come on, you know Bob.
Bean would prefer
that
just,
even me.
Just
come
killing.
On, you know Bob.
Petros Papadakis, program today, talking about college football.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Dick Cheney International Center Studies in the University of Wyoming. We're going to tell you about.
Is that really the name of it?
Probably not.
No.
Probably not.
Okay.
They love him in Wyoming.
They do.
He's like a rock star. Yeah. And they're naming buildings after Dick Cheney now.
All right.
They love him anywhere. Even people who are Republicans, don't you think they go, this guy is
a nut job.
I'm scared of that Cheney.
Right. They say that silently?
I guess if you're in the state where Mr. Cheney lives, there's real concern that he'll come to your house and shoot you in the face.
Yeah,
so you pretty much have to fall in line.
Hey, whatever you do is good, Dick.
That could be. And tomorrow we're gonna have Jay-Z on the program. Not bad, right?
Wow. I'm not familiar with the man.
And then on Monday, that's when we're doing our breakfast with Muse.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
So
wow.
How about that?
You forgot the big guest today,
yeah,
by the
what
way.
About Ceiling Eyes?
You dropped the big one.
Oh, Audrina. I didn't even write
Audrina Fatridge.
Yes.
From the hills? Also from Sorority Row?
Yes.
Yes.
Correct. I want to ask her what she's looking at.
Ceiling.
Yeah, that'll be great.
It has to be, right?
That will be a great
What's
conversation.
What's on the ceiling that you never stop looking at?
Her feet. Her ankles.
So that's coming up this morning as we broadcast live from New York City. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph's Showbiz Beat next.
This is the Kevin Amin Show. By the way, in about 50 minutes or so, we're going to talk to one of our listeners who is going to need some help on how to fill, how much time did he have, 2 months or something like that on house arrest?
I think so, yeah.
Can't leave his house for 2 months on house arrest.
Wow.
I'm so jealous. But we're going to talk to him and get his story and then talk to some of our other felons in the audience. That's on the way right now. Ralph has the Showbiz Beat for a Thursday. What's going on, Argar?
Surprise news yesterday when Fox announced that Ellen DeGeneres will be taking over as the permanent fourth judge on American Idol.
That is a weird choice.
I think it's a great choice.
I do too, but isn't it way out of the realm of anything you thought was possible?
Well, she's been a guest judge on there before.
Has she? Okay.
And she loves the show. She talks about it constantly on her daytime talk show.
Huh.
So, you know, I was out of left field in terms of never thought she would take the gig, but when they announced it, I said that's a great fit.
But doesn't she make sense and can't she finish
That's what sentences? I'm saying. She's going to bring actual humor and intelligence to the panel.
That's not what we look for, but
she's like a nice Simon. I mean, she's smart and, you know, has a take that actually may have some validity to it.
But won't she stand up and start dancing during every song?
Well, so did Paula.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Only she used to get up and just clap her hands and then fall over. Usually with a pill bottle clutched in her hand.
The only difference will be Ellen will be sleeping with the girl contestants, whereas Paula
will
sleep with the boy contestants.
How are you going to come at Ellen like that? Ellen said she won't be giving up her very popular daytime job. She, of course, has a talk show, and it's a monster hit for her, so she'll be pulling double duty. But I was glad to hear it. I think it's going to be pretty cool.
They got to get rid of Kara, though, right? What's
yeah.
the point of her if you got Ellen, especially? Give Ellen as much time as you were going to give Kara and Ellen together.
I agree. Meanwhile, Paula Abdul is still talking about her plans for the future now that she is absolutely on the outs of American Idol.
Which is watching American Idol on TV.
No, sir. She is committed to her big-time Las Vegas stage show review that she is still planning.
Yes, no. Please.
Paula believes she's got the draw of a Cher or a Bette Midler.
Really?
She's a gift, you guys.
She is going to do a singing, all dancing, all live stage show in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Of all hits? Not just her hits.
Both of her hits.
Both of her hits.
Over and over and over again. No, I'm sure she'll do all different kinds of songs.
Cher and Bette Midler have a timeless catalog of songs
that
people love.
They do have a lengthy career worth of music to perform.
She had 2 years of video hits. That's what she's got.
Dude, I'm thinking DJ Scat Cat may stop by and be a special guest.
Now you're talking.
Then she says what she would like to do. This is according to a friend. What she would like to do is when the stage show takes off, parlay that into a TV variety show. Go up against American Idol and kick its ass in the ratings.
Yes.
That's the big plan.
That is going to happen.
I think so.
Wow.
At least we know Paul is still in the Mets. At least we have that much information.
Might as well shoot high, I guess, huh?
She always shoots high. Trust me. She does everything high. Susan Boyle from Britain's Got Talent will be appearing. Kevin, how are you going to come at
what?
Susan Boyle?
Cough. Right, I had a cough.
She's going to be appearing on America's Got Talent. The U.S. producers, who, of course, are the same as the Britain's Got Talent producers, say she will be appearing on the U.S. version's finale on September the 16th. And, Kevin, you'll be happy to know her first CD is due out November the 24th.
I'll bet it rocks.
Just in time for the lucrative holiday gift-giving season, so you can check that out. More reality TV show news. CBS has announced a 12th season of Big Brother.
Yes.
Wow.
The next edition will air next summer. The current season, by the way, the 11th season, ends Tuesday, September the 15th with a 2-hour live finale. And I know we mock it and we laugh, but a monster hit.
Monster hit. Top 10 show.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Last week's ratings show it as number 7 of the top 10 TV shows in America.
And I guess it's just because it's summer and there's nothing on.
I suppose.
Is that show just still people sitting around talking?
Yep. People living in a house.
And all it's right. cheap to make, so CBS is making a lot of money off
yeah.
it.
Here's the rest of your top 10. According to the Nielsen ratings, here's your top 10 TV shows last week. Wipeout was number 10th. Then Hell's Kitchen was number 9. Did you hear that he's practically bankrupt, by the way?
No.
Gordon Ramsay?
Why?
All of his high-end restaurants are going under because no one can afford to eat.
Is that the dude that yells at everybody?
Yeah. This is the worst risotto I've ever had. The Mentalist was number 8 in reruns. It was number 8, by the way.
That's a good show.
It's a great show. Big Brother, as I mentioned, was 7. Then CSI Miami was 6th. The Big Bang Theory was 5th. 2.5 Men was 4th. NCIS was 3rd. And then America's Got Talent held the number 1 and number 2 slots for the week last week.
That's because Hasselhoff sang.
That's right.
When he sings,
ratings skyrocket. Hoff brings the eyes. I've always said that. Speaking of 2.5 Men, Charlie Sheen back in the news. Apparently, he has written a strongly worded letter to President Barack Obama alleging that the U.S. government was behind the 9/11 attacks.
Yes.
Really?
I don't know if you know this about Charlie or not, but he is a hardcore 9/11 conspiracy theorist.
Well, how is that the president's fault? He was born in Kenya.
That's true.
He's not even an American. What the hell does he have to do with what goes on in this country?
He has written the president a letter alleging that the government attacked the Twin Towers in 9/11. Under the pretext for systematically dismantling our Constitution and Bill of Rights, Charlie goes on to write that the CIA orchestrated the operation, and then the government at the time used it as a reason to invade Iraq.
Yes.
Okay, Charlie.
I love him now.
There are a lot of people on that train.
Yeah.
I know, but hasn't it been disproven enough that anyone with any sense would go, yeah, all right.
All the evidence in the world is out there, and there are still people who believe that we faked the moon landing, even though it would have been not possible to
I guess it's just
do.
A basic distrust of whatever information's coming.
Yeah, exactly, and especially of government.
Yeah.
In honor of his position, Charlie's changed the name of a sitcom to 2.5 Crackpots, which I think is appropriate.
That is nice.
Congratulations to Nicole Richie and her husband, singer Joel Madden of Good Charlotte. They have a new baby boy in their lives. His name... Sparrow.
Yes.
Sparrow Madden.
Yes. I'm sorry. I thought you said Sparrow.
I did.
As the name of a baby.
Sparrow. It's so cute. Sparrow just sits there with his little beak open. She drops this. He has an eyedropper and she's feeding him. It's very cute.
Sparrow.
Sparrow James Midnight Madden is his full name.
Just gets better and better.
There is a beating on the playground waiting to happen there, my friends.
Do you remember what their other one was called?
Harlow. They have a 20-month-year-old daughter named Harlow. Harlow and Sparrow.
Has anyone ever been named Sparrow in the history of the world?
I don't think so.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question. Not that I know of.
Bean, this is going to come as sad news to you.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, Garrison Keillor, the host of a PBS radio show known as the Prairie Home Companion.
Still dead?
No, he's alive, Kevin. Oh, he's right. Never been dead.
Oh.
But he apparently did have a minor stroke earlier this week.
Hmm.
And sadly, no one noticed.
Oh, how dare you.
I don't know if you've ever heard his radio show, but how could you possibly tell?
I love his show.
I was
millions
sitting on the porch.
I see us.
There at the Cracker Barrel when old Jim Brown came up to me and said, "Hey, you want a pretzel?" And I said, "Not without mustard, my friend." So we went down to Aunt Sally's. She makes her own mustard and jars it and keeps it down in the cellar.
F you mother effer.
I've never heard that show, but
Kevin,
the
you
only
have
thing
to
I've
listen.
Ever heard is Ralph's impression. I love it. I wish it was like that.
It'll make your head explode.
I think we might need to talk to Garrison Keillor tomorrow.
Strokey Keillor?
About how the stroke is going to affect his storytelling ability.
I was at the airport.
Not one bit, I'm telling you.
I was at the airport yesterday, and I saw that story, and I thought, we got to call Strokey Garrison Keillor. And then I saw the other story, which is the Newsweek cover story, Is Your Baby Racist? And I thought, that's a Ralph voice bit right there.
Racist baby.
And they showed like a 9-month-old.
Yes.
Coming up on the next Kevin and Bean. How about Whitney Houston, by the way?
How about her? What's going on
with
her?
About her?
She's got the number one CD in America.
Really?
I guess you can go home again.
Have people heard it yet? I mean, I don't know if it is.
Is it good? There are two songs.
Yeah,
there's
a couple singles
played,
that have dropped that are on the radio right now, and people are buying it up like crazy.
The current Million Dollar Bills song, it was co-written and produced, I think, by Alicia Keys, and I think that's made it kind of contemporary for Whitney. But I don't know. I haven't been impressed with anything I've heard so far.
I don't know. It's name recognition. Maybe people are curious to see what she can do after.
She was a huge star.
The biggest star in the world. Yeah.
Before crack.
Well, she doesn't do crack.
Crack is pre-crack. Oh,
she can afford the good stuff.
That's right.
Yeah. You look at the top 10 CDs in America, by the way, and just we're living in a whole different universe.
It certainly is not our music.
It is not our music. Miley Cyrus is second.
Yeah.
Trey Songz is third. Insane Clown Posse is fourth.
Oh, my God.
Surprisingly. Colby Calais is fifth. Chevelle is sixth. Then, finally, we get Kings of Leon at number seven. Pitbull, Taylor Swift, and Used, rounding out the top 10.
The numbers get smaller, the hits get bigger.
Speaking of Kings of Leon, let's take a look at celebrity birthdays, shall we? Guitarist Matthew Folliwell of Kings of Leon is 25 years old today. Bassist Mikey Way from My Chemical Romance turns 29. Robin Goodrich, drummer for Bush, is 44 years old today. Guitarist Stevie D of Buck Cherry, who was just in the studio with our own Psycho Mike on Loveline the other night, getting flu shots from Dr. Drew, having his throat close up. He's 43 years old today. Director Chris Columbus is 51. Amy Irving is 56. Joe Perry of Aerosmith turns 59. Guy Ritchie, the director, is 41. Ryan Phillippe, actor and fellow Philadelphian. My buddy Ryan Phillippe is 35 years old today. But the reason we celebrate, the reason we all got out of bed this morning, was to celebrate the birthday of Big Daddy Kane. That's right. Big Daddy Kane is 41 years old today. Yeah, yeah. To my posse, yo. Yeah. Big ups.
Is that
Big Daddy Kane?
Bear in mind, people are watching you on the webcam right now.
What did I do?
I'm just
did
saying.
Did I flash my penis or something?
I'm just saying.
Am I in trouble?
Is that waving the arms around like you just don't care?
I just don't care, man.
You want people to be watching this morning?
I'm so beyond that. I'm still drunk. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show live from New York City. And I got to tell you, the best use of the web, as far as I'm concerned, you can go to krock.com. And watch us talk.
Wow. Oh,
it's crazy.
But there's fancy graphics that say Kevin and Bean live in New York City, though. You can see
every
that.
Once in a while. Not very often.
Right.
But you can do that right now if you want to.
It's
go crazy.
So funny. I'd be surprised if it doesn't show up on Tosh.0.
It's the world famous K-Rock at 9 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Audrina Patridge, that horror from the hills, coming up on the program later on today. Also, Bob Saget is going to join us in just a few minutes right now, though. I believe we've got to take care of some business with a Kevin and Bean listener. You want to start with the email, or should we bring Andy, as we'll call him, on the phone?
I like to start with email because he's a very funny guy. Hey, party people, I'm the proud new owner of some ankle jewelry for the next 75 days and in need of some suggestions on what to do with my time since I can't leave my house.
Has there ever been a better time in the history of the world to be under house arrest than now with all the entertainment options that you can bring into your home?
Bean is self-exiled that way.
Yes.
He lives in his house for 75 days at a time by himself because he wants to.
Yeah. Bean's at it for 75 months until he had to come to New York.
So he says, I figure that Bean is probably the expert on this since he basically lives this way in his house arrest all the time. So maybe you could give me or some of your listeners could give me some ideas so that I don't go all Disturbia.
Oh.
At least I'm not getting raped in jail. Andy.
Well, it is better to be home than in jail, that's for sure. Andy, thank you for emailing. Thank you for being on the phone. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, my friend?
Popo's out, party people.
Popo's out of you as well. Speaking of Disturbia, do you have any hot neighbors like they did in that movie?
No, the lady that lives next to me is probably like 70. She does want to be naked, though. My roommate just found that out the other day. Yeah.
Really?
Well, what do you need us for? You got
a 75-year-old walking around naked.
In Disturbia, wasn't there also a super hot chick that was like a neighbor that came over and watched with him?
Yeah.
You have that?
I do not. I suppose I can.
All right. Okay.
I would invest in binoculars, though, if I was home for 75 days.
Absolutely.
Because you got a bunch of windows in the house. You don't know what's going on around you.
You need to take some pictures and put them up of Grandma.
All right. Let's go back to square one here, Andy. First of all, we have to know, because we're curious people, what'd you do that got you 75 days house arrest?
DUI.
DUI. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what are the restrictions of the house arrest? Is it one of those deals where there's a point, like an invisible fence for your dog, there's a point in the yard you're not allowed to go past, or are you literally not even allowed to step out onto your front porch?
I am not allowed to walk outside the door except for about 5 hours a week. So for going shopping or whatever. Otherwise, I can't even go out onto my porch, can't go outside.
But you are allowed to go out and get food and stuff.
I can go out and get food, and then I have to do a couple other things here and there. But yeah, pretty much I am.
Wow, 5 hours a week. That's not much, though.
You need to call in and check in with them, though, when you do that, right?
They have my schedule. So.
Oh, they do. Okay.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, today at noon, I'm going to the Spearmint Rhino. So give me a couple of hours there.
I need 5 hours to go to the bars.
Yeah, I'll be at the bars. So just, give a call there.
And when did your house arrest begin?
Friday.
Okay, how's it been going so far? Do you already feel, even if you didn't want to go someplace, I would imagine you're going stir crazy because you can't go someplace, exactly. Even if you wanted to.
Labor Day weekend, not a good weekend to start house arrest. You know, you have friends calling you, wondering where you are, all that kind of stuff. So the weekend kind of sucks. During the week, not
I'm almost
bad.
There. Do most of them know that you're on house arrest or none of them?
No, most do not.
I'm on my way. I'll be right there in a minute. I'm stuck in traffic, and I'll just be there in a second.
By the way, the great thing about a DUI house arrest, though, is you can now drink as much as you want and not have to worry about driving. You're not going to make that mistake again.
I can't drink, actually, during the whole thing, so can't.
Oh,
gonna,
that's another
they're
part
They're
going
to test
it?
You?
What?
Yeah, they can test you.
They're not going to let a guy who was caught driving drunk drink?
No, but at home,
you can't drive and you can't drink.
But it's legal to drink. It's legal to drink yourself silly
not
if you want,
if you're
not
driving.
Though. No, but if you're sitting at home.
He wasn't arrested for the drinking part, Kevin. Yeah. He was arrested for the driving part.
Wow, that changes everything, because that's a way to, like, black out and lose a bunch of days is just to drink heavily. You can't even do that.
The really part of a sentence is you have to go to classes and learn about alcohol awareness and get into a sober program.
Yeah,
and
he's
alcohol awareness.
He's very aware of alcohol.
He does not need that. All right, are we going to take calls? Is that what we're going to do? People who have been on house arrest.
Things to do to while away the days.
Who figured out a way to make the time pass. Because you look at the clock all day, it's going to seem like 7 years.
I'll tell you, I would be so chafed.
Yes, you would.
Yes, you would.
That's how I'd be whiling away my time.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking about doing the Ralph Video Vault Marathon, you know, just, you know, throwing some of those. I figure it was a time.
I like it.
Good idea. Get on Netflix, get Beer for My Horses and Crazy Girls Undercover.
What kind of entertainment options do you have in the house there? Do you have, you have DirecTV?
Yeah, you know, Time Warner got the whole HD, Xbox.
All right, so you got a lot of channels. You got plenty to watch, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you got internet?
Internet. So
you're set for porn.
That's my life right now. Internet.
You have weed?
TV.
How about weed?
I have
weed?
An Xbox.
No, no, not weed. Weed.
A weed.
Weed, yes.
Dude, I smoked my Xbox.
So, some people would look at this as an opportunity. Hey, I've got all this time. I'm going to...
I don't know anyone that would look at this like an opportunity.
Holy beans.
I really don't.
Some people would.
No. It's a
nightmare.
No one.
People would paint the living room. People would clean out the garage.
All right,
people
that's 3 days.
People would write a book. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do.
Yeah, people would write a book.
If you have tons of...
You're with me.
Everyone's with me, right, Lisa?
Oh, I've got that book just burning inside me. Finally, I get to put it down.
I think for about a week, you'd have chores and things you wanted... And then they would be horrible.
A week?
But
you
I think
really
I
don't live with us, do you? You don't live on our planet,
I spend lots of time at home, and I run out of time to do things that I want to do because I have to do other stuff like this stupid job. Look, I think it's a great opportunity, and you should embrace it.
I think
you should be happy about it.
All right, let's take calls. 1-800-520-1067. That's the phone number you call if you have ways to pass time at home. Maybe you weren't. You didn't have to stay there because of the law. But you were stuck, you were sick, or whatever. You figure out how to make the time pass so you don't have to
You're quarantined.
Sit. Yes, exactly.
You had the Ebola.
Swine flu.
Do you want to take a couple real quick before we break, and then we'll come back with more? All right, 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with, let's go to line two here and check in with Mike on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Mike, thanks a lot for calling. What kind of advice do you have for Andy?
I did 42 days for my second DUI, and my main advice to Andy is get a girlfriend.
Look at that.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Only for the time you're on house arrest, because that's how my
mind
lasted.
But how's
he going
to get a girlfriend?
Internet,
now.
Lisa.
There's a women out there that love the criminal Craigslist girlfriend.
Yeah, they're Craigslist.whore.
Someone at the DUI school or the grocery store. Yeah, they're actually pretty cute.
Start going to Sexaholics Anonymous meetings.
Hey, Andy, can anyone come in that wants? Just you can't go out?
I think so. I mean, yeah, I guess.
All right.
All right, Mike, thank you very much for calling. Andy, do you have a lady right now?
No.
He's got a PS3.
I think that's a great idea, and Ralph is absolutely right. There's plenty of places online where you can hook up and start start the chat and talk them into coming over. I think that's a great idea.
HouseArrestWhores.com.
Can you imagine going on Match.com? Handsome young entrepreneur currently doing time in my house arrest.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We got some great calls with some great suggestions we haven't even thought about here. Chris, you hang on. Anthony, hang on. Everybody else, we'll get to you too. 1-800-520-1067. We'll come back with some advice for our friend Andy right after this on the Kevin and Bean. Thanks for tuning into the Kevin and Bean Show. We are live from Manhattan, New York City for today, for tomorrow, and for Monday. We're here in town for the MTV Video Music Awards. We'll have coverage of that for you. Jay-Z on the program tomorrow. Breakfast with Muse on Monday. A lot of good stuff straight ahead. Right now, we're helping out our friend, what are we calling him?
Andy.
Andy is the name he made up. He's under house arrest right now. Just started on Friday. He's got 75 days house arrest, and he's already wigging out, and he's looking for some help from you. And we had a lot of felons in the audience. Let's face it. A lot of people spend a lot of time on house arrest that listen to the Kevin and Bean Show. What kind of suggestions do you have for him? How did you spend your house arrest? That's the topic on the table. 1-800-520-1067.
And please no more calls for people who want to write their books. So many of them clogging up the phone lines.
Now, I did have one idea.
Yes, go ahead, Eddie.
I was figuring you could get Dave to rally and maybe come on over and we'll try that world record TV watching thing again.
There you go.
We can do that.
That's constructive.
He's shaking his head wildly, yes.
He's very excited about setting the TV watching record. By the way, great idea. Why don't you challenge yourself to see how many Guinness World Records you can break while you're under home arrest?
What's the record? It's like 76 hours or something. You could break that in the next several days. You'll still have plenty
left. You could break it several times during the house arrest. All right, let's try Anthony on line 3, please, on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Anthony, thanks for calling in. What kind of advice do you have for Andy?
Good morning, everyone. I just wanted to say the best thing to do is get a job. You get a job, you get to get out there 40 hours a week plus travel time. You know, you get a job.
Oh, if he gets a job, he can leave the house for the job?
The counselor will allow you to leave the house for the job. And I got to say one thing real quick. One thing not to do is don't get married while you're on house arrest.
Don't. Do
what is that?
It doesn't work. It
so
doesn't
you
work
did
out.
That?
I did.
House arrest, marriage, same thing.
No big deal. The whole thing.
Did you do that? Did you meet somebody while at your house and marry her?
No. We were working together, and she moved in during this time. I asked my boss, could I leave early to get married? He let me, and we did that.
All right. Yeah. How about that? All right, Anthony, thank you for the call. Andy, what's your work situation?
Well, I got laid off at the end of May, so that didn't really help. So, yeah, I'm aware that I could leave if I had a job, but, you know, kind of hard getting a job when you're...
Why don't you just do that naked chat?
Good idea.
By the way, it's tough for
anybody
to get...
Maybe I could invite the neighbor over, me and her could...
There you go. There you go. 75-year-old naked neighbor.
MeanGrandma.com.
It's a difficult time for anyone to get a job. I mean, let's face it. Employers have their pick of qualified applicants. Imagine poor Andy applying for a job. Well, can you come in for an interview? House arrest, not so much. It's going to be a little more difficult. All right, let's try a couple more. Let's try Brian. He is on whatever line.
All right. Brian, are you there?
Yeah, hey, good morning. I drink as much as possible because they just say that they're going to test you, but they really don't, as long as you don't show up hungover or looking all
cracked out. Is that right? So yeah. I thought they had those ankle bracelets that test it too. Is this not the same thing?
No. Because I was on house arrest for 7 months, and I did as many drugs and I drank as much as possible.
I think Brian's drunk now.
I think so.
I'm going to suggest 7 months wasn't enough for whatever he did.
Another thing, also, he can ask to go look for a job, and they will let him out. It's just, as long as he gets his papers signed, and he's all good.
Really?
Yeah, I
so you don't even have to have a job. Just tell them you're going to look for one.
No, you can straight up say, "Oh, I need a job. I need to go look for this. It's for my probation, you know." And they can't.
And you can spend
no.
all day driving around, going from business to business, filling out applications and stuff. At least to get you out of the house once in a while.
It would be even better if he did not have a car, so he could say he has to take the bus, and he can be out even longer. Because I used to do that. I had to go from the Valley to Lancaster to see my ankle bracelet.
I am the man.
Look, we knew that our audience would be able to help with this question.
You know, and all right. I would take the train all the way over there. So 8 hours is like, wow. You know,
so drink and do drugs, look for a job.
Yeah.
All right. Brian, thank you for the call. Let's try one more. Let's try Steven. I don't know why my button's not working here, but let's try Steven. He is calling in with advice for Andy on the Kevin and Bean Show. Bob Saget, minutes away. Hey, Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hey.
Good.
I got a pretty good plan for you, man, because I was actually house arrest for 6 months.
Wow.
And, yeah, being locked in your house, you realize how much junk you got laying around that you don't use.
I ended up actually
eBaying a lot of my stuff, and I had all of these old VHS tapes that, because, you know, we don't use those anymore, we just end up boxing them up. Well, I ended up putting all those on eBay, and I kept having people that I sold them to come back to me and ask if I had any more.
Well, what?
You would not believe the market that's out there for old VHS tapes.
They're considered collectibles now.
There's still a lot of stuff that has never come out on DVD also, right?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Like a lot of the Disney movies and stuff like that, they're not out on DVD yet.
Can you sell like old shoes and worn pants and stuff like that? Everything
sell,
in his house?
You would not believe the stuff that people bought off me.
Everything must go.
I actually had a person buy a lot of old used football socks.
I know that guy.
I don't know what that's about.
So basically, you could make money while stuck at home just by selling your possessions on eBay. That's your advice for Andy.
Yes. Well, I never went.
That's
back
actually pretty good.
I solely have an eBay store now.
It's and a full time eBayer.
What? So you turned that house arrest into a full time job?
Yes, sir.
How about that?
Look at you.
So wait, so some people do look at house arrest as an opportunity? Is that what you're saying?
Did you write a book about eBay?
All right, Steven, thank you for the call. Andy, I hope you got some good suggestions out of this, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to stack them deep and sell them cheap.
There you go.
Break out those old smelly socks.
And I think the best one is getting a girlfriend. I think that's the avenue you ought to work on right after you hang up the phone here today is find yourself a lady to come over. Because
then
she can
sell her ass on eBay.
There you go.
Hey!
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 6:38.
We are live from New York City, broadcasting today, tomorrow, and Monday. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. Petros Papadakis joins us in about 20 minutes to preview the big USC game tonight and all the other action in college football. Right now, though, I think our friend Bob Saget is on the phone. I don't know what the hell Bob's talking about, but Bob's on the phone. We're going to put Bob on the air. Hey, Bob.
Hey. How you guys feeling? How's the humidity?
Oh, we're fantastic. The humidity's not
It's actually nice here in the city today.
Yeah, it's nice.
There's no flames. There's no ashes. And being
not exactly.
No. It's cool it's cool and comfortable.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I called to check on. Take care.
All right. All right. See you, Bob.
Thanks, Bob. Take care. Yeah.
Bob has you're out of the building, Bean.
I know. Yeah. Believe me. The guys, we started 5 minutes into this morning's show, Bob. Because, you know, we don't see each other in person very often. 5 minutes into this morning's show, they were trying to get me to leave and go home. They were like, seriously, it's not worth it.
Or they didn't recognize you.
No, you know what it is, Bob, is he's become more annoying, and now when he's with us, we can't take it. If we could speak just between you and I.
So this will all right. Go ahead.
Here's the deal with our friend Bob Saget. He has perhaps the gayest-sounding domain name of all time reserved, and it is menforwomennow.com. And I don't know what this is about, but it can't be good.
I knew years ago that would mean something. No, these lovely ladies, this friend of mine, Noreen Frazier, started a foundation, and it's to help women examine their breasts. It is a comedic ploy to raise money, and the people that did it are Zach Galifianakis, Jack Black, and myself and Kevin Connolly. And it's menforwomennow.com is simply a place where you can pledge money. And I was proud to be part of it to help save a breast. They were looking for a comical way to tell women to get breast exams and pap smears, which I say in the video I do door to door anyway.
Yes, sure. I was going to say if you don't have money to donate, some people just like to donate their efforts, their time.
That's true, and there are unmoney ways to do it on there. If you go to that website, it's not a scam.
It's not what I'm thinking. Okay,
Bob, I'm going to ask a dumb question because I don't know much about women or women's health. But isn't
the answer will be it hurts at first.
and then you grow to like it.
If I do it, and then you'll be...
You can ignore it.
Isn't that kind of a standard part of a young woman coming to a certain age is regular breast exams? I mean, isn't that something that kind of your doctor tells you to do? Is that something that's difficult for women to do?
Well, I became a woman 5-6 years ago, and I told him to go gentle. And he said I should have done this a long time ago. But I have 3 daughters, and yes, to be honest and to be a real human being, most people let their daughters go way too long to get all this stuff done. So they asked me to do a PSA for them and with these other gentlemen, and I said this is a nice thing to do. I wish we could just do one thing to help the whole human race, and then we'd have like one giant benefit forever. But
that would be cool.
Doesn't seem to work that way.
It is funny that some of the people that you mentioned that provide the comedy on this website, guys like Jack Black and Zach Galifianakis, they could use some sort of breast exams.
Well, actually, Jack did a simulated video, which is one of the funny things, and you can see it on this where he puts his breast into the scan machine.
Oh, my God.
And he gets a mammogram?
He gets a mammogram. He gives himself one. He says he's a doctor from the beginning of the video, and he goes, here, I got it. Slaps on the hard metal, and he does it, and he thinks it's caught for a second. I don't want to ruin it for you. But if you go to that thing, it's on that Men for Women Now and .com is how
menforwomennow.com.
All right, since our lives would be just saying .com after every paragraph.
Yeah, that's true.
I know it's weird. Since the last time we talked to you, you returned to the Entourage, and you're so awesome on that show. It's always so funny when you're on that show. You couldn't be more of an ass on that program. Every single time you appear, you manage to ratchet it up. Your scene last time where you want to have sex on the guy's desk. Unbelievable, Bob.
Right. And knowing me, something would happen. She'd knock her head. They'd call the insurance.
Sure.
You know, I don't know. It was Doug Allen came up with the idea and just said, why don't you just try to have sex in her office because you really want to. It's just something you want to do just because you have I guess the character is mostly id that I play.
The character you play. Yeah, okay, Bob.
I had to have him explain it to me at length. What do you mean I want to? What does that mean?
There's my name.
And then what? They hired some 21-year-old busty Swedish model to play your girlfriend for that episode?
No, I think she's a little older. I think she might have been 25, and she's Russian. She was her first acting job, and I tried to help her take the body mic off. It didn't come out that easy.
You so got some of that. I know you.
A little bit. Oh, I didn't. I did need the extra battery mic batteries. But it was a very funny episode. Kevin Connolly and Scotty Conn are both really good in that episode.
Yeah, it's been a great season. It's been a great season of Entourage this year. Hey, the 25-year-old, the Russian chick, was she new to our country? And I guess I asked that to ask if she had any idea who you were. Did she know the great Bob Saget?
only because I introduced myself as the great Bob Saget.
Oh, sure. I'm the great Bob Saget.
And I arrive on some kind of a carpet with horns playing.
See, that's got to hurt. A guy like Bob, who is so famous for so many people, if he ever runs across a hottie that he feels like he can make a play on because he's the great Bob Saget, if she doesn't know who he is, I mean, he's back to square zero.
No,
she
that's
knew.
Called
that's got to hurt.
That's called love.
She knew.
That's when I,
she's like,
I think,
oh, you do funny with videos, wiffle ball in genitals.
I think that was right. I think she talked like Chekhov from Star Trek, and I think she found it appealing. That she knew Full House. She knew that. And so
that's not what you want her to know, though. If she's hot, well, you want her to know everything else.
Then she wants to bang Stamos.
Right, right. Exactly. She's forgotten about you if she only knows Full House.
Yeah, once they grow up, they want to know their daddy better.
There you go.
But I'm not like that, actually.
No, not you, Bob.
By the way, I read this week that you can buy the entire boxed set of Full House, every episode of Full House. I don't know. How many seasons did you run, Bob?
We did eight, probably seven.
Eight seasons of Bob's Life you can buy for $75. How cheap do you feel when you hear that? I mean, that's a career right there for $75.
I believe that woman on the show is $85. So,
so you're making dough. You're losing dough. I mean,
you have to really think and choose wisely for Christmas.
Well, Bob, I'm sorry you're not in New York with us, man.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm
hanging out with you
soon. My friend Stamos is opening in Bye-Bye Birdie. He's starting right now. And then,
Wow. How about that?
We're not going.
Were you guys going to go to any shows while you're there?
Lisa, what are you going to go see?
I don't know yet. I haven't figured that out.
We're going to see Jay-Z and we're going to see Muse. Is that the kind of show you're talking about?
Yeah, that's it. That's just, those are shows.
Okay. All right, good.
Well, that'll be good. All right. Well, I'll see you when home, and we'll hug, and I'll make that favorite nut mix you guys like so much.
Mm. We'd rather you didn't do that last part.
Love Bob's nut mix.
You can check out the funny videos and the good medical advice, because Bob Saget's the guy to go to when you want health advice. It's menforwomennow.com. Bob, always great to catch up with you on the Kevin and Bean Show, man. Thanks for calling in.
Easy. Have a great trip, guys.
You would ever know.
What the hell is he saying there?
It's K-Rock at 6:55.
Kevin, just because we're in Howard Stern's old studio doesn't mean you have to wear the sunglasses all the time.
Oh, does it?
That's right, Robin.
I thought it did.
Right, Jackie.
Do I have my sunglasses on?
Yes, you have your sunglasses on. Take those off. This is ridiculous.
Who knew?
We are where Howard used to work here in New York City.
New York City.
We're broadcasting live today.
Pointing to her and letting her do that.
You stop pausing. You stop doing that.
We've got proof now. We're on the interweb. We've got cameras here, and I saw you point to her and let her do that horrible thing.
I absolutely did.
We told her yesterday no more.
Today, tomorrow, and Monday, we're broadcasting live from New York. Don't forget, our Breakfast with Muse is going to be heard only here on Monday's show. Right now, Ralph's in with the Showbiz Beat for a Thursday. What's going on?
I'm nervous. I'm on the TV.
I know. I can't believe they haven't figured out a way to cut Ralph out yet. Like they do.
Hi, everybody. If you go to kevinandbean.com, you can see us on the live webcast.
But if you do, you're a loser, right?
No. Yeah.
Come on.
Fascinating.
It's ridiculous to watch radio.
I wonder what my favorite radio personalities look like when they're doing their jobs. I bet lots of people are thinking.
But wait a minute. They're talking. That is fascinating.
Look at that big mic in front of his face.
Oh.
That's not a mic.
That's what you said. Let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Before I do get to the showbiz news, I have tickets to give away to a really cool event. It is the red carpet world premiere of a movie called Jennifer's Body.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Starring an actress named Megan Fox.
Yes.
And I give away a lot of tickets to a lot of premieres. I'm lucky that way. Mm-hmm. But this one is a special event because not only will it be the red carpet world premiere, so you get to see the film before anybody else at the world's famous Grauman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood, but they're also going to have a Q&A session where you get to talk to the cast and the creators of the movie after the fact, and Panic at the Disco will be playing live at the event as well.
That's a win-win-win.
That's a big, big, cool event. If you'd like to attend, call now. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. First five callers that get through will get a pair of tickets to this very special event for the red carpet world premiere of Jennifer's Body.
Megan Fox, Megan Fox, oh, Megan Fox.
Yeah.
She going to put her boobs in the cement outside that theater?
I don't think so. She said she's never going to get naked.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
No sex tapes for her and no nudity in her films. But she gets just this, just as close as you can get.
Right.
Remember the movie How to Win Friends and Alienate People?
I didn't see it.
With Simon Pegg. Did you see that movie?
No.
She wears a white dress and then walks in a swimming pool. Out of the pool.
I remember that from the preview.
And it's like she's wearing a wet tissue. You can see pretty much everything there. But no nudity. So she's got that going for her.
Well, I do have a 22-inch waist.
Yes, you do. So, sweetheart. John Gosselin of my favorite TV show, John and Kate Plus Hate, is airing more dirty laundry about his soon-to-be ex-wife. He said that he went to couples counseling, but he had to go by himself because his wife, Kate, would not accompany him.
That's not much of a couples counseling.
He said he's got the $22,000 bill to prove it. She would only talk to Dr. Phil.
Oh, are you kidding me?
She said, I will do counseling with you, but we have to do it on Dr. Phil's show. And he said no, and he said, I'll just go by myself.
Because she wasn't interested in counseling, she was just interested in adding to her fame.
Exactly.
Wow.
He said that Kay was more interested in fixing their broken reality show than the marriage. That's what it seemed like to him. Hey, get out of my shot.
What are you doing there, Kevin?
Kevin's in my shot.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just looking at the camera.
So apparently John is getting more and more people on his side now that he's airing all these facts.
Yeah, I'll go to counseling with you, but it has to be on the Dr. Phil show.
Only.
Bitch got no class.
It's amazing how he's able to do this because he's such a douche nozzle, yet you actually have to feel sorry for him because he was married to that shrew.
That's how bad she is.
Yeah.
Benji Madden from Good Charlotte is apparently not the type of celebrity that can stay friends with his ex after a breakup. Usually we hear... We're going to be the best of friends afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we never believe it.
He was dating Sophie Monk, by the way. I don't know if you've seen Sophie Monk in there.
Yes.
The other day, she saw him at an event and tried to give him a hug, and she was upset, apparently, because he would not hug her back.
It's just not right.
Would not talk to her, would not acknowledge her at the event.
Dude.
That seems kind of lame.
She says she'll always say hello, even though he hasn't responded, because she wants to try to be the best person that she can be. But Benji isn't having any of it.
Who is Benji Madden to shine Sophie Monk by?
Look, if I lost Sophie Monk, I might be pretty cheesed off as well. But maybe he's just jealous because his brother is a new daddy. That's right. Joel Madden and Nicole Richie have a brand new baby boy named Sparrow.
Sparrow is what you said.
Sparrow James Midnight Madden is his full name.
Nope.
Well, get that kid into some sort of self-defense class now. Teach him jiu-jitsu or boxing or something, because Sparrow is going to get his little birdie ass beat.
You got to keep your eye on him.
Oh, no.
want to kill you.
Come on! Keep your eye on the sparrow. Who's with me?
What year was
that? That was a theme song from a TV series from 1974.
What theme song? What?
It was the Beretta TV show with Robert Blake. He was Beretta on television.
Mike, you're putting that, you want to take that back?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And the theme song to Beretta was Keep Your Eye on the Sparrow by Sammy Davis Jr.
Come on. You were all thinking the same thing.
Nope.
Not even a little bit.
Not even a bit.
Robert Blake, you're with me on this, right?
Shut up.
Oh, come on.
I've never agreed with Robert Blake before, but I do now. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Joe Perry of Aerosmith is 59 years old today. Actress Amy Irving used to be known as Mrs. Steven Spielberg for a while. She is 56 years old. Director Chris Columbus is 51. Stevie D of Buck Cherry is 43 years old. Robin Goodrich of Bush is 44. Guy Ritchie, the talented director, is 41. Ryan Phillippe celebrates his 35th birthday today. Mikey Way from My Chemical Romance is 29. And guitarist Matthew Folliwell of Kings of Leon is 25 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Kevin and Bean live in New York City today, tomorrow, and Monday. You know, New York is really dropping the ball because it used to just be a cesspool, a wretched hive of den and, what's the line, Ralph? Iniquity? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
But you come here now and it's pleasant and people are nice and it doesn't smell like pee. Like, where's the New York we used to know?
We had this discussion walking over here. I said, Kevin,
there's no trash on the street.
Yeah. Guys, we're not staying in Times Square, which we usually stay in Times Square, which is under pee water.
I think that's
so we're uptown a little bit, and it's a little nicer up here. Anyway, Jay-Z on the program tomorrow, Breakfast with Muse on Monday, but those guests pale in comparison to the man who is on the phone right now. Ladies and gentlemen, our friend Petros Papadakis joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. P. P, you sound rough, dude. What's up?
Dude, it's football season. The old P is in trouble, man. It's a lot of work, and I had a fever all weekend, and now I got to fly that damn prop plane up to Eugene, Oregon this weekend. And they got free beer on the prop plane, though.
Are they trying to kill you? Is that what's happening?
No. That's just the only way you can get into Eugene, you know. I can get into Eugene on a Thursday night to call my football game on Saturday. So I'm a little worn out, but I feel all right. You know, I feel good.
This is what I love, by the way. The college football season is exactly 1 week old, and Petros is already just whipped.
You know, I got a fever, man. I called that game on Saturday with, like, 102 fever. I was, like, all delirious. People like, oh, you know, I got, like, 400 texts, like, you're sweating in the open. I'm like, yeah, I know I'm sweating on camera, idiot. I have 102 fever, and it's 102 out here, and I'm wearing an effing suit, and I hate everybody, and I want to die in a fire.
You're the right man for the job, Pedro.
I like a guy who's hot, has a fever, and wants to die in a fire.
Petros,
I have a... Good. I'm glad. You sound fine.
What
I have a question for you. Here's what I want to know. And again, I'm playing the part of the audience who knows nothing about college football because I really don't...
keep it very stupid for everybody.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Explain to me why the schedules end up like they did in week one last week of the college football season, where you have all these huge, huge teams like Nebraska and Kansas and USC playing patsies. What's the point of putting a team out there that you're going to lose by 50 points to, as was almost the case in all three of those games I mentioned?
All right. You like the post office, right?
Of course, I love the PO. You know.
Okay,
that.
Okay.
The PO, we call it.
But let's imagine, like, you haven't been to the post office all year. Do you want to go to the biggest post office there is and just be overwhelmed? Or do you want to
go to
a smaller post office and, you know, get your feet wet?
But isn't that kind of playing favoritism with the best teams by giving them a soft schedule? Shouldn't the best teams play the best teams?
For it. If you want to play Charleston Southern or some double directional school like, you know, Southwestern Missouri State or something, you pay them $500,000 to come to your place and get their ass whooped. Their athletic department gets $500,000. All their fat cats are happy, and all that happens to them is that their football players get their heads turned into canoes for 2 hours, and they say, hey, I tackled Tim Tebow, you know, 20 years later to their grandkids, and that's that. That's why it happens. They pay them.
That's how you do. You can pay a team to play.
You pay them like 500 G's. You pay them like $1 million sometimes to come and get their ass beat and then go home. The problem is,
who knew?
It's a lose-lose situation sometimes, because if you end up beating them, everybody says, well, you're supposed to beat him. And then if you end up losing, everybody says, oh, my God, I can't believe you lost, which happened with Appalachian State and Michigan a couple of years back. Appalachian State went into the big house and beat Michigan, and Appalachian State's not even a Division I school. So that was pretty crazy. But it happens every once in a while. But really, it's just what it is a warm-up. So that's why when schools end up starting out against a really tough team, like you saw with Georgia and Oklahoma State and a couple other games, you know, Virginia Tech, Alabama last week, then you have a little more respect for those schools, because They're scheduling with what we like to call, and I know none of you guys know this word, but what we like to call courage.
Not familiar with that, but I'll look it up.
So because there's no college preseason, that's the kind of soft open to the new year. And now this week with the college football week two, which starts tonight, now this is when the games start to be planned a little more intelligently.
Well, some teams, you know, still have some patsies. I mean, look, some teams say our conference is so hard, like the teams in the SEC, all those hicks, you know, guys with jeans and flip-flops and a dog and no shirt and, you know, three teeth, you know, screaming War Eagle in Auburn, Alabama, you know. They have such a tough schedule, they feel like they should schedule all patsies or all, you know, not Division I schools until they get into the conference. So you'll see, still see a couple games that aren't, you know, too exciting over the weekend, I'm sorry to say.
What's supposed to be the best game of the weekend?
Well, I mean, if you're an L.A. guy, you want to watch USC Ohio State. I mean, that's really exciting because USC is going back to Ohio like that Pretender song. And it's a tough place to play. I mean, those people are Midwestern and they drive Chryslers and there's a lot of white flesh in that stadium and they're going to scream and yell. There's like 105, 110,000 people. And USC has a true freshman quarterback, you know, who's going to be basically just thrown into the fire there. And Ohio State has a quarterback who literally is like a horse. He's like 6'6" and he runs a 4.3 40. So it should be fun to watch. I expect USC to win the football game, but it's going to be really exciting because there's just going to be a lot of pageantry and a lot of color around that game.
Can a true freshman at any school do what he has to do for them to go to the championship?
Yeah, it's happened. You know, there are guys that are just special or outliers or something like that, but it's hard to tell. You know, the Matt Barkley situation, and that's the kid we're talking about who's the starter at USC right now. You know, we didn't see anything from him on Saturday. I mean, they didn't let him do anything. It's kind of like,
yeah,
you
just handed off the ball.
Mike, you know,
right,
just,
sure.
You know,
oh, Psycho Mike does stuff behind the scenes, but then he gets clamped down by the lawyers. We can't do anything on the air.
Or sometimes you could just switch with him, you know, Kevin, and then sure, maybe the show would be better. You know, you never know.
Probably. Yeah. That's why I wouldn't do it, because that's what would happen.
Obviously, I kid because I care. But yeah.
Petros, let me ask you this. As an ex-athlete, and for folks who don't know, P was a Trojan. Are you ever standing there in your suit in the announcing booth and you're thinking, man, I wish I could get back in there. Man,
never.
Do I wish.
Never.
Really? You don't ever have that urge to compete,
you know,
again?
The only thing that I, and I'm too tired to be funny this morning, so I'll just tell you the truth. The only thing that I miss about playing football is the camaraderie. You know, it's not every other day you get to walk around with like 7 black guys and you're all wearing camouflage. You know, that really scares the hell out of whitey. You know,
okay.
And I loved doing that when I played college. I loved being with the guys that I played with, and I loved, you know, meeting different people from across the country, you know, and you all come together for this weird purpose of, you know, playing this sport where you wear a plastic outfit and run into other people. But the actual games, you know, there's just so much pressure. It's so loud. It's so chaotic that there's not really enough pores in your body to absorb the glory or the humiliation of winning or losing. So you don't really think about playing too much. Football's not the kind of thing where you just go back and play, you know. It's just not the kind of thing you do that. You know, you can play basketball. You can play baseball,
sure,
you know, the rest
sure
of your life if you were a baseball or basketball player. Football, it's like when it's over, it's over. Plus, I'm fat and I'm a smoker and I'm not going to do it.
All right. Well, there are a lot of other games, of course, this weekend.
Your new wife is a very lucky woman.
I got her sick. She hates me with a burning passion, the passion of a thousand suns. She hates me right now.
That was going to happen eventually.
Which game are you doing? You're doing Oregon and who?
Oregon versus the proud Boilermakers of Purdue. Any Purdue alums on the show? Anyone?
Hang on, let me look around.
No.
No, not at all.
A great engineering school out there in Indiana, so.
Okay.
Anyway, Oregon versus Purdue, 7 o'clock, FSN. So enjoy the Pac-10 game of the week, but most people are going to be watching USC Ohio State.
Good times. All right, P, listen, get better soon, man. We'll talk to you.
Hey,
all right?
God bless you guys. Be safe in New York, and I hope Psycho Mike use toothpicks and prop his eyes open.
Yes, we will. Thank you.
I heard he's a mess.
He is.
More than usual. Thanks,
P. Take the train to Philly, would you?
We'll try, yes.
Yeah, just enjoy New York, Ralph.
Talk to you soon.
Yeah, bye. Bye.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We are live in New York City today, tomorrow, and Monday. By the way, we got a webcam going on, thanks to our friends at Fox and the TV show Fringe, where people are actually around the country now. Haven't heard from internationally, but around the country, people are watching us do a radio show, and overwhelmingly, the email coming in says one thing. how can you move Kevin's head so that we can see everybody else?
Oh, yeah.
What I thought they were saying you ugly.
No, no. People, they can't tell if we're ugly because all they see is Kevin. All they see is Kevin's head. Kevin's enormous melon apparently is blotting out all of the rest of us on the webcam, and I don't know what to do about
that. Welcome to my life.
That's going
to
be a special Fringe episode. the team is going to have to go to Kevin's head and see if he can explain it. It's a supernatural phenomenon.
People think we joke about the size of Kevin's head. He looks like Charlie Ratt of the old Peanuts strip. His head is that big. Now they're seeing it on the webcam. They know we're telling the truth.
Great. Everyone knows the truth. Let's talk about Dave, if we could, the King of Mexico.
King.
He's the acting producer. Alex is on vacation this week.
Right.
Poor.
So Dave is the producer. And it's so funny to hear Dave's real voice. And then when Dave gets on the phone with somebody.
When he has to be a grown-up?
Yes, his business voice.
Yeah.
Really?
Dave apparently takes his role as interim producer very seriously.
As he should.
As he should. But it's just funny. I think he's a little ashamed of the fact that he don't talk so good English.
Yeah.
Because when we're in the studio, I mean, when you guys are in the studio, I'm usually sitting in the office and I can hear Dave on the phones, working the phones as producer. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing the difference between his regular Dave voice and his producer Dave voice.
He is, if I'm not mistaken, Lieutenant Sulu from the
That's what he ended up sounding like.
From the old Star Trek. You guys are crazy, though. My voice is always the same.
Yeah. My voice is always the same.
I don't know what you were talking about.
Yeah. We had Jane Lynch on from Glee as a special guest the other day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I heard Dave getting her ready to go on the air with you two. And I heard he picked up the phone.
Hello, this is the Kevin and Bean Show.
No.
This is Dave, the producer speaking. How may I help you?
I've never heard that voice.
He has a business voice.
Hello, Jane Lynch. Yes. Oh, it's great to talk to you. Yes. You will be speaking with Kevin and Bean on the air in just a minute.
Okay, guys. She's on the phone. She's ready to talk to you. Any minute now, you can talk to her.
Just one more minute, Miss Lynch, and then you will be going on the air.
I was like, why are you doing Sulu to Jane Lynch?
My voice is the same. I think it's
nope.
You guys. You guys
no,
are crazy.
It is not.
You guys are just used to me.
After the show, we always have our meeting, and then you hung up, and we were all just, Dave was on the phone, and we were all doing our impression of him because it's so Lieutenant Sulu for no reason whatsoever, except for it must sound more businesslike.
Guys, you know when we get to New York, we're going to party. It's going to be great. Hold on the phone.
Yes, I want to make sure that Kevin and Bean's arrangements are made for New York City. Yes, that would be great if we could do that. Thank you. I'm Dave, the producer of the Kevin and Bean Show.
Anyway, we're going to go out and have a good time. It's going to be great.
I just don't talk to you guys on the phone that much. That's why you guys don't hear me on the phone.
No, but you're very affected.
We've heard this for years in this country. There
ahead, warp factor 7.
There's a substandard,
Klingons on screen,
a little sloppier version of English that people speak among their friends.
Right.
Yeah. And then there's the white man's English, which is the language of business, which is what you turn on
right.
if you have to deal with
but
people.
But you know, Dave's got
neither.
He's got Dave and Sulu language. It's always that's not white.
His idea of the white business language is Sulu.
Yes. Romulans up on the screen, Captain. Jane Lynch now being beamed onto the shuttlecraft. Kevin and Bean Show.
Look,
Captain.
I'm just trying to be professional and not be
right.
Yeah, but not like a professional Starfleet officer. I'm just trying to be a professional producer.
Why do they have to talk to somebody from a 1966 TV show? Why can't they talk to somebody in 2009?
That's just my point. I will get Audrina Petridge on the phone, and then she'll be ready to be interviewed by
you
Kevin
guys are
and Bean.
Crazy! I sound the
fire.
Same every single time.
Proton torpedoes.
Then he talks Dave. To us, and he's the same old Dave.
That's awesome.
Come on, Dave.
You guys,
you don't have to business it up.
You guys are liars.
Just be you. We like you.
Yeah.
You don't need to change.
Be happy with who you are.
Don't
Dave.
Change for the man.
Set phasers for morning show.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Audrina Petridge is going to be joining us in about an hour from right now. Of course, Late of the Hills. I guess she's left that. She's moved on. She's doing other projects, including a new movie in theaters this weekend called Sorority Row. So we'll catch up with Audrina, old ceiling eyes herself, coming up this morning. What is she looking at? I have to find out what she's looking at on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, Kevin, guess who's in the news? Your favorite politician. I know you hate all politicians.
I do. I hate them all.
Except for Richard W. Cheney. He's the one you love.
Well, Dick Cheney.
Because he's just openly a dick.
Yes.
And I love that about him.
You know who he is. You know what he stands for. Right. And he doesn't try to hide it.
Right. Most politicians, they couch every remark with, how is this going to play at home?
Right.
What are people going to say about me if I say this? Dick Cheney just doesn't care. But he is in the news even doing something as magnanimous as donating millions of dollars to the University of Wyoming, which he's done over the past few years since he was vice president. Even an honor like that, they're naming a building after him on campus, has people up in arms. Kevin, there are protesters now because they're naming the Cheney International Center on the Laramie campus. campus of the University of Wyoming.
And people are saying, hey, perhaps Dick Cheney, not the person that we should be naming an international studies center after.
Exactly. He had some very controversial policies when he was in office. But we thought we'd catch up with Mr. Cheney right now, and we've got him on the Kevin and Bean Show. Mr. Vice President, how are you?
So?
we're just asking how you were doing, Dick. That's all. Just wanted to make some pleasantries before we get into the meat of the topic.
Yeah, it's just like you, isn't it?
Yes.
So, congratulations on the honor. I mean, you went to the University of Wyoming. It must be a thrill to have the International Center named there for you.
More importantly, it's a great pleasure for me to be actually teaching courses in international relations there at the center.
Wait a minute, you're a teacher?
I'm going to be teaching some courses there at the International Relations Building.
Hmm. Oh, I thought it was just an honorary thing where they were going to name the building after you, but I didn't know you were actively involved with interacting with students.
Well, initially they were just going to name the building, and then I told them that I wanted to use my vast reservoir of knowledge about international relations and teach the young people of America how to interact with our neighbors abroad.
What are some of the courses that you're going to be teaching this year?
I'll be teaching waterboarding 101.
Okay. See, this is where the controversy comes in, Mr. Vice President. Not everybody agrees with the way you conducted international business when you and Mr. Bush were in office.
Waterboarding 101, not drowning, but the next best thing. I'll also be teaching a course called How to Win Friends and Invade People.
Okay.
We're coming and we ain't leaving. That's the name of that course.
That's also a strange
the
course.
Human rights are for pussies.
Okay, now who's going to take human rights are for pussies as a college course, really?
Right-thinking Americans, that's what I believe.
Okay, all right.
We got a whole section of the syllabus called Gitmo.
Gitmo, okay.
Gitmo from your prisoners. I'll be teaching the art of the human naked pyramid.
Oh, really?
And a course called Geneva Convention, Schmeneva Convention.
All right. That doesn't sound appropriate as a name of a higher education course, Mr. Vice President.
And then in our advanced classes, we've got puppet dictators. We break it into three sections, Saddam Hussein,
yeah,
Ahmadinejad, and George W. Bush.
Oh, I see. He was a puppet, was he?
Oh, did I say Bush?
You did. You said President.
I meant Ahmed.
Ahmed. Who's that?
A guy named Ahmed.
Well, what country was he a dictator for?
Shmakistan.
It sounded like you were suggesting that you were the puppet master behind George W. Bush. That's what it came out on this end.
Don't make me shoot you in the face.
No, we don't want that.
Oh, you're not going to bring the gun to class, are you?
So?
Wow. This all seems bad, yeah. Mr. Cheney. I'm sorry, but I can see why people are a little upset about this.
All right, class dismissed.
So Bean's talking about getting his hair cut here.
What? Oh, I know.
You know his whole deal with getting his hair cut?
50 haircuts, 50 states.
Each different state he has to get his hair cut. He can't do twice in a row in the same state.
No. Nope.
So he waits until he's in another state.
50 haircuts, 50 states.
Yeah, so he's doing that.
What state would this be? What number?
This would be New York. This would be the state of New York.
Wow, you on a roll.
Wow.
I'm not too far to quit now.
He knows how to party. It's the world-famous K-Rock, and it is 10 minutes till 8 o'clock.
You are listening to Kevin and Bean Show. We are broadcasting live from Manhattan. By the way, I've got a webcam up at kevinandbean.com. People are able to watch us do a radio show. That's what's happening right now on the computer. And I mentioned a few minutes ago that we've been hearing from people all over the United States but hadn't heard from any international viewers yet. It's weird to call them viewers. But Michelle writes in. Here's London reporting for duty. Got that going on.
Nice.
Ralph, you'll be very excited. Just a quick note to say, yes, there are many of us listening internationally. I'm in Ireland right now enjoying the show.
Oh, shouldn't be going, don't you know.
Paulo in Sao Paulo, Brazil. City so great they named it after him. Hey, great to be able to see you guys working live here this morning. And here's a listener, Selena, from 34th Street and Park Avenue in Manhattan, which is 20 blocks or something, 25
Selena,
blocks from where
come
we're
on
sitting
over.
Right now. Yeah, come on.
Put him on the glass.
So anyway, so people around the world and around the country watching the Kevin and Bean Show.
I got to tell you, we appreciate the listening. The watching, that's a bad choice.
Yeah, on your part.
Because we're talking,
And you can pretty much figure out what that would look like.
Yeah. We are certainly made for radio.
Just saying.
You know, this is Stern's old studio we're working out
of. It is.
Mm-hmm. We should have some nudity while we're here, shouldn't we?
Don't lesbians come by on the hour?
Shouldn't we line up some sort of naked festivities for the...
Lightning, put your shirt down.
Lightning, just put them on the glass.
No.
That is not what
Dave,
we want.
Dave, you're the producer. What do you got lined up for us?
I'll have to find a stripper to come in, Lisa May, and tell her she's on the Kevin and Bean Show. Fire.
All right. It is Thursday. By the way, Jay-Z on tomorrow morning's Kevin and Bean Show, one of the many special
guests. Sadly, we just got a phone call. It's J-Y.
Oh, we were so close. Yeah. Right now, though, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Ellen DeGeneres is the official new permanent fourth judge on American Idol. What a surprise yesterday when Fox announced the news.
What a brilliant decision, I think.
I think that she's going to add a lot to the show.
She's going to have something to say besides, you know, music critique, too. She's kind of funny.
And she'll be funny, yeah. She's going to bring the comedy, and she's also going to bring a kindness that I think that show sorely lacks. Because I love Simon, but he's almost always brutal.
Sure.
Right.
I think she'll be able to be funny and
what about my
insightful.
Dog? What about that dude?
Randy will still be there, as will Horsey Cara DioGuardia will still be there as well, who is really, she is...
good? You love her?
She's teats on a bull, as they say.
Here's the only thing I'll say in Cara's defense, and I share some of your dislike for her. She's the only one who really is a contemporary writer, artist, who can speak from that perspective.
Great.
That's
Let
what
her
I
go
like.
Do that,
That's what
then.
I like about her, though.
But it's, you know, just because she's in the industry doesn't necessarily make her a good TV personality or a judge.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Do they still do karaoke on that show?
Yes, they still do.
I'm out. You're still out. Okay.
Meanwhile, Paula Abdul will be taking her act to Vegas, she says. She wants to do a singing, dancing, review type show in Las Vegas.
Is she going to be at Terrible's Casino?
She will be at Terrible's, yes.
Piece of crap.
Right there next to the Nuclear Bomb Museum on Tropicana. I think that's where Terrible's is.
Isn't she?
Oh, appropriate.
All the back problems and all the drugs, and she's going to be singing and dancing, really?
She's never taken drugs, Lisa.
That's right.
How dare you?
Once.
Sorry, my bad.
So look for her to be in a... Hey, get out of my shop!
Do you guys think Paula, having heard the news and now knowing that the window is completely closed for her to come back, do you think she's a little sad this morning?
Wait, you think that she thought they were going to cave at some point and go, we need you so bad?
Until
I think
they replace
her. She'll be sad once the medication wears off. I think she'll be sad. Right now, I think she's feeling no pain whatsoever.
You don't think she's going, I could have made $10 million this year if I had just said yes.
And worked way less.
But I needed 12.
Wow.
Yeah. Wonder what they're going to be paying at Terrible's. They'll be doing it for free cocktails and sausage weenies. Lindsay Lohan's in the news. Inexplicably, she has been hired as the artistic advisor for the Ungaro fashion line. Not sure exactly what the job entails, but apparently she will be working alongside their chief designer and overseeing a new line for Ungaro.
But doesn't she normally look like a homeless lady when you see her out on the street?
Well, she did invent those leggings with knee pads built into
them.
That's true. $200 leggings.
She's got that going for her.
That's true.
Apparently, Ungaro is putting out a new line of Coke spoons, and they want her input to help design the most ergodynamic design for getting blow up your nose.
I got an email from that guy, and he wanted me to help him get money out of Africa. I know that. That's all I know.
That's a different guy completely. Right. Diva du jour award goes to Kate Moss, who threw a hissy fit at the GQ Men of the Year Awards last Tuesday night. Apparently, host British actor James Nesbitt made a crack about her, and she stood up in the audience and stormed out after he made a joke.
Probably brought that show to a close.
She vowed never to return to, in her words, these effing awards again.
They weren't really for her, were they?
No, not really.
All right.
No one noticed that she left, by the way. And congratulations to this year's Kennedy Center Honors List. For those of you who don't know, the Kennedy Center Honors are given to performers and cultural achievement in the United States of America.
Okay.
The president bestows this honor every year to a select group of entertainers.
Were we there?
We are not on the list this year. No. However, on the list are opera singer Grace Bumbry.
Oh, Bumbry does good work, yes.
Jazz great Dave Brubeck.
Okay.
Actor, writer, comedian, director Mel Brooks.
Sure.
Yeah.
Robert De Niro.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And Bruce Springsteen
will
be getting the awards.
If Robert De Niro or Bruce Springsteen's acceptance speeches were recorded, what would they have said, Ralph Garman?
Well, they'll be given out December the 29th.
Oh, damn.
on CBS. They'll be airing the broadcast, so you get to see it.
On that very popular TV watching.
Are you giving this award to me? You giving it to me? Are you giving this to me? I just want to know, are you giving this to me? It's going to be a lot of that, I think. And speaking of...
Setup may have been too long on that.
No, strong.
My bad.
And it was natural, too. It just flowed right into it.
And speaking of legends, Michael Jackson's still in the news.
Still dead?
According to Lifestyle Weekly magazine, he is indeed still dead.
Okay, good.
But he underwent a lot of pain in his life before he passed away.
Yeah.
This is not a funny story, okay, but it makes me laugh. In 1994, according to Lifestyle Weekly magazine, Michael was concerned about the fact that he was unable to have kids.
Yes.
So he had a secret surgery.
Uh-oh.
He complained to his doctor that he'd been kicked and punched in the balls a lot as a kid. And asked the doctor to fix his problem, so they had to do a painful surgery on his groin to try to increase his sperm count.
Who was kicking Michael Jackson in the balls?
That's what I want to know. What was going on during his childhood?
Everyone.
Is that, was that one of Joe's techniques to keep him in
now
line?
Now we know how he had that voice when he was 12.
Yeah.
Oh, baby, give me one more chance.
Can you go to the doctor and say, unkick me? I don't know how that works.
He told doctors he had kicked and punched in the groin a lot as a kid, and so they had to do a surgery to try to increase his sperm count.
How about that? Technically, he, as far as we know, he wasn't the father of any kids even when he passed.
Well, I don't know how that breaks down.
Sperm, right?
I don't know.
It was all donors. That was my understanding, but I don't.
It's unclear because there are all these guys stepping forward saying that they're the father. Yeah. They are contributed the sperm for these kids, so who knows?
Well, apparently he was getting kicked in the nads a lot when he was touring. I guess Jermaine was giving him the boot.
Wouldn't it be funny, though, if he hadn't been kicked in the testicles so much, if he actually had a voice like the Chocolate Rain guy? <You
know? laughs> Billie Jean is not my lover.
He's Barry White.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Joe Perry of Aerosmith is 59 years old today. Actress Amy Irving turns 56. Director Chris Columbus, who brought us, what did he bring us?
Well, Home Alone.
Home Alone,
and
right?
One of the Harry Potter movies, too.
Yeah, right. He's 51. Stevie D of Chuck Berry? Nope, Buck Cherry is 43 years old. Is that how they got their name? Did they reverse Chuck Berry and Buck Cherry?
You know, I've never thought of that.
I didn't either until I just had a minor stroke here. Robin Goodridge of Bush is 44. Big Daddy Kane, the rapper, is 41. Guy Ritchie, also 41 years old. Ryan Phillippe, 35. Mikey Way of My Chemical Romance is 29. And Matthew Folliwell of Kings of Leon is 25 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. We are broadcasting live from New York City today, tomorrow, and Monday. And by the way, tomorrow we have God MC himself, Jay-Z, on the program. And then Monday, we have Breakfast with Muse.
Wow.
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Big shows.
Ralph is a little bummed out. He's trying to plan his weekend of football viewing. Tonight is the kickoff of the NFL season.
Can't wait.
I know. You've been counting down to this very day. Who's playing tonight,
preseason,
by the way,
Ralph? Seems like forever. I know.
It does, because once they begin preseason, it does seem like it lasts for a year or two.
I mean, they don't start training camps until, I don't know, it's August or something. It's not that long a stretch, but it does seem like it takes forever for it to finally
Now, they always around. Have a concert to kick off football season. Who's doing that?
I am not positive. I think it's Toby Keith.
Ew.
Is he going to put his foot in somebody's American ass?
I believe that's his plan.
Who's playing tonight? I don't even know anything about the schedule this year.
I don't know.
Okay. It's somebody that's not a team that you follow.
Playing. What's that, Dave?
Pittsburgh, Tennessee.
Pittsburgh and Tennessee are playing.
That could
tonight.
Be a good,
sounds like a good
AFC
game.
Matchup. Yeah. And, I don't care. I'm going to go. I'm watching, so it doesn't matter.
Now, Ralph can't talk about his favorite football team because he lost a bet last season, so he's not allowed to mention it. So let's assume we all know that he's an Arizona Cardinals fan.
No. And that's who I lost the bet to. The guy was an Arizona Cardinals fan. I am a fan of the team they were playing against in the NFC Championship last season.
For the purpose of this conversation, you're a big-time Cardinals fan.
Not a Cardinals fan.
But what are you going to do? Because I know you have your ritual back home in Los Angeles. You've got your buds that you watch the show with, watch the game with every Sunday at the Shack.
Yeah, there is a bar in Santa Monica that is for fans of my particular team, of which
Cardinals,
I cannot talk about. But they're from Pennsylvania, not the Steelers.
Steelers?
Not the Steelers. So the Shack in Santa Monica is a big-time a bar for that team, but now I'm in New York for opening weekend. I need to find a bar
full of a-hole fans. How are you going
to
do that?
Caters to my team. Well, there's plenty of a-hole fans in New York.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But they're all Giants fans. How do I find a bar that caters to my team? Because these two teams are both in the NFC East, and they are dire rivals. So how am I going to find a team bar for my team here in the New York City area.
I got you.
There have to be lots of ex-Philadelphians who live here now, for whatever reason.
Yeah, I mean, they're all in prison, but
I guess
they escaped the hellhole that was Philadelphia and moved to a real city.
But that would be, it would be just massacred blood on the streets if those two fans ever got together in the same bar. I mean, they would have to literally make it a private club or something.
You guys all, you guys all put on your jerseys and you all paint your faces green and white or whatever and show up.
Yeah.
And, yeah, yeah. The whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But Giants fans are brutal that way.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
As bad as Philadelphians.
How are your
what does that have to do with anything?
I don't know.
But how are your Eagles fans back home at the Shack when fans of the opposing team that you're playing that day, when they show up?
Not nice.
Not nice.
Okay. Not nice to them. Yeah. They are not nice. And I feel bad about that.
No, you don't.
Before the game and then after the game, but during the game I'm right there screaming and yelling and threatening.
We do have a list up at krock.com on the Kevin and Bean page of bars that you can watch football in Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles especially, there's a lot of transplants who come from all over the country either to get in the entertainment industry or for whatever reason, and LA doesn't have a team, so they end up usually rooting for their hometown teams. And so I think more in Los Angeles than almost any place else, maybe New York City would be a similar situation, you have to find a bar that caters to the fans of your particular team.
Every year we try to do some sort of an update to make sure we've got current information and new places come about for fans of particular teams. Kevin, you were telling me, you're looking at the list at krock.com, that there's actually a place where Lions fans get together?
Yeah, there's a Lions bar. How crazy is that?
Where's that?
Hennessy's Tavern in Hermosa Beach.
Wow.
Apparently is just a ghost town on Sundays when the Lions play, because who would want to watch that? What a bummer.
How bad,
hey,
for Hennessy's?
How's it going? Oh, it's going great.
Hennessy's is
you?
The only bar that's empty on game day.
Right, and it's a great bar.
Tragic.
But there have to be a lot of Detroit transplants to Los Angeles.
Yes, but who would want to get together with other Detroit fans and celebrate how bad they are?
Yay.
You know how many Raiders bars we have listed?
How many?
Six.
It's a lot of Raiders.
Six different Raiders bars that you can go to on krock.com. So we're
Maybe misery loves company. Maybe they like to get together to commiserate because they're afraid if they watch the games alone, they will kill themselves.
That could be, yeah.
All right, are there, what are we looking for at 1-800-520-1067? Just bars that aren't on the website?
Bars in Los Angeles where you watch your NFL team from out of town.
So this way, fans of other fans of the same team can, you know, get together with the like-minded guys and hang out and watch.
We have a bunch of bars listed there. There's a Dallas one, of course, which is gay.
That has to be in West Hollywood.
It is, yeah. We don't have any Atlanta Falcons. We don't have Ravens. We don't have Panthers. There's a lot of teams that we don't have bars for in Southern California. So 1-800-520-1067. Where do you watch your out-of-team football play? At which bar? So we can list it and other people can find it.
Your Eagles bar, the Shack in Santa Monica, isn't it very close to where the Giants bar is also?
No, we're catty corner from the New England Patriots bar.
Ah, there you go.
Sonny McClain's is literally across the street on the opposite corner. And
you guys rumble? Like
that year of the Super Bowl, it was the Patriots against that team.
Like in the Beat It video?
And it was literally at halftime, the streets were filled with guys squaring up against each other, the Sharks and the Jets in West Side Story.
All right, this is your opportunity to help us add to the total knowledge that we have on where to watch football at krock.com. If you've got a place that we haven't mentioned, you don't see in the site, you want to share it with other listeners who are fans of your team, call us now. 1-800-520-1067. We'll be right back on the Kevin and Bean Show. Audrina Patridge from the Hills joins us in about 15 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show. I don't believe we've ever had her before, have we, guys?
I don't think so.
Yeah, first time. So that's coming up right now. We're looking for your help to help us with krock.com. We've got a list up there of places that you can go on NFL days to watch your favorite team with people who root for the same team. 1-800-520-106. And we do this every year. We always like to update it for you so that it is accurate information. And why don't we start with, we'll go ahead and start with line one. And believe it or not, this is our old friend Bliss. Bliss is calling us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Bliss.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, first of all, go New York Giants. That's my team. But I have...
Oh, how dare you.
Boo.
I have two places for Steeler fans and Patriot fans. Steeler fans? Yep. Sharks Cove in Hermosa Beach. It's nothing but Steeler fans. You can hear them for miles.
Okay.
All right.
And then for the Patriots, they need to go to Fat Face Center's, the Shack in Hermosa, or Beach's Restaurant in Manhattan.
Manhattan?
Manhattan Beach. Yeah, I know.
Manhattan.
Manhattan.
All D's.
Yeah. Why don't you try and lose some of that?
As I mentioned, Sonny McClain's too in Santa Monica for Pats fans. So.
Okay, good time.
Speaking of the Steelers, by the way, we're only going to have time for one team per. So we have a couple other Steeler bars to add to the list. Hawaiian Blues in San Bernardino is another Steelers one. And Lisa, you had one also.
No, I didn't.
Okay,
the one that you wrote down.
Oh, you gave me that
1 minute ago.
You to write down.
I didn't
him?
Know he didn't tell me what it was. It's Starting Gate in Los Alamitos.
That's the kind of ad libbing power we got.
He didn't tell me what I said. What is this? And you never answered.
Well,
me.
Well, we were busy. We're
well,
doing
maybe
a
you
show here.
Answered.
Dear God.
Let's try Art. He's online.
You didn't.
Leo, the Kevin show. Way to support your team right there.
Nope.
I didn't know what those words meant.
Don't hey, about you, Lisa? You help me out. No.
Nope, me
not
either.
Interested
on your own.
In playing your little game.
Art, hi, you're on the air. What do you got for us?
What's going on, guys? The OC Sports Grill in Anaheim, Dolphins games.
Wow.
Oh,
Dolphins.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, Dolphins. Unless it's, that's Pats, a, that, unless that's, it's Finns versus Pats, and then there's a lot of Pats fans that show up just for that particular
well, that's,
game.
Well, that can't, that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Well, it's it either a Dolphins bar or it's not.
It that sounds like just a big sports bar.
Yeah.
All right, well, that, we don't have any for the Dolphins, so I guess we'll have to put that one half-heartedly down.
We'll take it.
All right, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Mara is the name on line 5 on the Kevin Devine Show. Hey, Mara, thanks for calling. What do you got for us? Add to the list.
Hello. I have the Parking Grill in Burbank. For
the Park Sunday. In Burbank? That's what it's called?
Yeah.
What's park it called again?
The Park.
The Park Bar and Grill.
Park Bar and Grill.
Okay. I speak Mara.
All right.
And what team is that for?
Green Bay.
Green Bay.
Packers.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you very much. Let's try Bill on line 7. Hey, Bill, thanks for calling. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. I've got the Cleveland Browns playing most of the time on Sunday morning at Patrick's Pub in Costa Mesa. Hey, Lisa May, come on down.
Hey. I got to tell you, there's pub. That's one of the ones that we have on the list. There are 3 places where you could watch the Browns in Southern California.
Isn't that weird?
Browns fans are diehard, brother.
But why would you?
Absolutely. We would love to have a lot more people show up and don all their Browns gear. The place is actually decorated in stuff going all the way back to the 1970s. It's kind of like an old East Coast bar, so it gives you a little hometown flavor.
That's kind of cool.
Sweet. Isn't the Browns one of the few teams that has never won a championship?
Hello? Well, way to rub it in, man.
I guess we lost him.
I guess he hung up.
I think so.
Yeah, I don't remember. Let's try Matt on line 3, please. Another team we haven't mentioned yet. We're trying to update the sports bars page at KRock.com. Hey, Matt, welcome to the show.
What it do?
What team?
Hey, the Bears.
The Bears.
And, it's Tony's Little Italy in Placentia, California, man. The
Tony's Little
awesome
Italy?
Club. Yeah.
For the Bears.
For the Bears.
Okay.
Ultimate deep right. dish pizza. It's legit, man.
Okay.
All right.
Good
Bears.
Thanks
the
very much.
The only other place we had for the Bears was in Burbank. The Tin Horn Flats is another Bears place.
Money used to go to Corbin Bowl.
Yes.
Out there in the valley, too. A bowling alley bar where they showed the Bears games.
In Tarzana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I think I'm running out of teams that we don't already have a place for. We got more Packers, Steelers, Eagles, and Raiders on the phone. Any other, what teams are we still looking for?
Houston Texans, Indianapolis Colts, Jacksonville Jaguars, Kansas City Chiefs, New York Jets.
They got a bunch.
Jets
are
going to be good this year with
San
Sanchez.
Diego Chargers.
How Sanchez is starting for the Jets this year.
Is he really
from USC? Yeah,
how about that?
How is there not a Chargers bar? There has to be a Chargers bar. We just haven't told
go
us.
Go to San
it
Diego,
yet.
Bitch.
We don't have one. Maybe that's why. Maybe you just go down there.
So you go on purpose to where there are people.
Yes,
yes. Yeah. Making noise.
Some people enjoy mm-hmm. themselves.
Get in yeah. your way.
Well, no, they're not.
I'd rather stay at home and write my book.
They're not getting in your way. They're other fans of the same team. So when something good happens,
you cheer together. You high five. You give each other a big hug.
We're going to continue to take your calls off the air to add to the list that we already have at 1-800-520-1067. We'll get that all updated for the new NFL season, and it kicks off tonight. So, Ralph, you're finally happy.
I know, and I can't
next 4
do
months.
My chant.
No, you can't.
You can't do your chant.
This has been killing you.
C-A-R-D-I-N-A-L-S.
Wrong, wrong.
Hi, this is Dave, the King of Mexico. I'm the producer of the Kevin and Bean Show. I'd like to talk to Audrina, please.
He does talk
put her
like
on the
that
phone.
Whatever happened to the Dave we used to know and love, the kid from East Los? Whatever happened to him?
That's his business voice, man. It's K-Rock, and it is 8:32.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We are live in New York City.
New York City.
We're going to be here today, tomorrow, and Friday. Jay-Z on the program about this time tomorrow. We got Breakfast with Muse on Monday. MTV Video Music Awards, of course, are on Sunday night. But we're very excited about our next guest. I don't believe she's ever been on the program before, but I think Audrina Patridge, late of the Hills, joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now for a little chat. Hi, Audrina.
Hi. How are you guys?
Well, it's good to talk to you. I'm shocked to find someone like you awake at this hour of morning. I figured you'd be, you know, getting rolling out of bed around noon.
Usually I do, I'm not going to lie, but I set my alarm for 8 o'clock today, so.
Oh, you must hate us.
Fine, so, it's good I get up early.
So what's the deal? You're done with The Hills, no more filming, that's it. Whatever they've got on you, they've already got in the can.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of ran its course, and I feel like we're really, like, in our eighth or ninth season because we always have bonus episodes. But, yeah, I'm pretty much done and ready to move on and start the next journey of my life.
And is the reason for that that you just got tired of not having a personal life or having it people follow you around all the time with cameras? Was it just a drag or you just don't want to work with those people anymore? Or where are you coming from?
I just feel like it's time to move on, you know? It kind of, I mean, I'm sure everyone goes through it. Like, it just, when you're doing something, and you know, you just get that feeling where it's time to move on and start something new, and that's
you don't
I
have
feel.
To tell us.
Man, do we know what you're talking about?
If we had something to move on to, believe me, we wouldn't be doing this little dog and pony show anymore.
So that means you'll never have to see Spencer and Heidi again, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's reason enough right there.
Absolutely.
That's, I so, hear you guys imitate him sometimes. I do. Psycho Mike does it, right?
He does.
I believe we have Spencer in the studio right now. Spencer, do you have something you want to say to Audrina?
What's up? Yeah, why do you guys even allow this girl to get on the phone, you know? It's like destroying
Spencer,
your airway.
Spencer, she's an invited guest. She's allowed to be. We invited her to come on the show.
Oh, really? You did? Mm-hmm. That was
What's
your choice, so I don't support that in any way. Audrina, by the way, I've been checking out some pictures of you lately. Looks like you're getting a little fat. Just saying you're putting
Spencer,
on a couple pounds.
Come on.
I picked up that Maxim, and all I'm saying is a little airbrush. You know, you don't have
she
to.
She looks pretty good on Maxim.
Oh, okay,
Spencer,
if you'd like fatty, fat, fat, but you know, I prefer my Aryan beauty Heidi.
Not so much for me. Now, can you please be Psycho Mike and not Spencer?
Yeah, no problem. No problem.
That's no better, by the way. How about you just shut up?
You'd be amazed at how much Spencer there is in Psycho Mike, by the way. It's actually pretty tragic. All right, so what does a young actress slash model slash whatever the hell you are, Audrina, do at this point in your career where you're done with The Hills and now you've got to figure out what the next step is? What opportunities do you have awaiting you?
Well, right now I'm reading scripts and going in for different auditions, and I'm actually going to start a new reality show about me and my life, and I'm also co-producing on it with Mark Burnett. So we start doing that the end of this year, early next year.
Is it called No More Spencer?
It should be, right?
Yeah.
You want another reality show? I mean, I would think, like you just said, to put that one behind you, why do you want to get right back into another one?
Well, it's going to be different. It's going to be about my life, and, you know, I'm also co-producing, so I'll have more of a voice in what we can and can't film, and you know, in The Hills, I'm kind of in that bubble of only those people, and it's a version of me, so there's a lot to me that people don't know, so it's going to be a totally different tone, and just taking the cameras with me, and, you know, showing the Hollywood not so glamorous, and just, you know, the acting side, and love, I don't know, the love relationships, and friendships, and everything, so...
I'd like to be honest and say we don't want to see the non-Hollywood type.
You don't want to see the struggling actress auditioning and being rejected and all that stuff.
Well, like this.
I'm just saying, you know, I'm just saying you don't want to see the stripped-down stuff.
You want beautiful people. That's what you want.
Well, I'm saying she's beautiful.
They can be beautiful and be working hard.
Okay. Yeah, right. Audrina, do you have any friends that are ugly or fat?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you have any friends, even one, that is either ugly and or fat?
I think all my friends are beautiful inside and out.
She has to say that. She has to say that because then the one fat person out there is going to go, oh, no, she didn't.
Seriously, is there one fatty that you intentionally try not to hang out with anymore because she disgusts you?
Oh, my God.
Hollywood people only seem to hang out with young, beautiful Hollywood people. I'm just wondering if you have any friends that you don't allow on camera because they're so hideous.
Yeah, I have some friends who do not want anywhere near the cameras because they are a little overweight, but, you know, it doesn't stop them from hanging out with me or being there for me.
What percentage of your friends are fat? No, I'm just kidding.
Audrina, how do you think you are as an actress?
I think I'm, I mean, you know, I still have work to do, and but I think I'm pretty good. I mean, I'm not, you know, I still have a lot of work to do, and going to acting class and just working, like anything, you have to work on your craft, but there's always room for improvement.
Now, you're in Sorority Row, right? Tell us, tell us what part you play. You're one of the hot chicks that gets chased around with a guy with a knife?
Pretty much. No, actually. Awesome. I play Megan, and basically she has a boyfriend that cheats on her, so you cheat on one Theta Pi, you cheat on all Theta Pi. And sure. So me and all the sorority sisters, we get together and we come up with this prank to get my boyfriend back, and it doesn't go accordingly. So that starts the movie off, and throughout the movie you don't know who the killer is or if it's me, and, you know, it keeps going back and forth. And it comes out tomorrow night, so everyone should check it out. It's actually, it's a really good movie. It's scary and gory and sexy.
Is the killer you?
Well, she can't tell us that, Kevin. That's the excitement of the plot.
I want to know about her character.
All right, here's the question that's going to decide whether I go see Sorority Row or not. And I know a lot of people are thinking the same thing in their cars and at home right now, Audrina, and that is, what is it rated?
It's rated R.
Okay. Yes, I'm in. I'm in. Because these horror movies that they go with the PG and there's no boobs, I mean, that's ridiculous.
I mean, there's a little bit of everything in this movie, I must say.
How much of you is there in this movie?
Well, I have a smaller role, and
that's not what I'm asking.
You know, he means you.
What are you wearing in the movie, Audrina?
A bunch of girls in lingerie at a lingerie party. There's lots of
pillow fights
and little clothing, and, you know, it's rated R.
Okay. I think we got it.
She's speaking our language.
Yep.
All right. Let me ask you this. Your co-star on The Hills, Heidi, has what she considers a musical career. She is clearly horrible at it. She's not suited for it at all. She has no talent in that area. Is music something that you could see yourself pursuing, and how you think you'd do with it?
I've always loved music and been passionate about it. I'm more so behind the scenes. You know,
meaning listening to the radio?
I'm sorry, what?
Like listening to the radio, that kind of behind the scenes.
No,
that's about the only musical
the
ability I have.
And helping recruit bands. I mean, this season on The Hills, I actually discovered this band that, you know, we may sign to Epic. So kind of like A&R stuff, and just discovering new bands and going out there. And I love it as a hobby. So it's fun for me, and not something like, oh, I have to go do this.
I gotcha. Do you think a lot of times people will complain when they're on a reality show about the way they come across because of the editing? And I understand they shoot for days and days and days, and they may use 20 minutes of it or something. Do you think that people have the right idea about Audrina Patridge based on what they've seen on the TV?
I mean, there's a version of me. And like I said, it's kind of like you're in a bubble and they only show a version. But there's more to me. And with the editing, it does, you know, we'll film for 3 hours straight, and they'll show 30 seconds of me maybe saying two or three words and just the look. So, you know, there's a lot more to it that people don't know or see.
Spencer, would you agree with that? Is that accurate?
Well, it doesn't really matter, because they should really, as long as they shoot, they should use as much of me and my beautiful Aryan queen Heidi, and keep this dumb bra that you guys have on the phone off the camera as much as possible. They could film for days and days and days and use as much tape as they want. It can make this girl look good. And no matter what editing they do, they can't take the fat off your hips. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Plus, do you know how rich I am? Do you know how rich I am, kid?
That's enough, Spencer.
Keep saying my name. Keep saying my name.
I'm sorry I brought you back.
Keep saying my name.
All right. believe me. Hey, Audrina, are you still going out with that dude?
Corey?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're still together.
How's that going?
It's going good.
Okay.
Yeah.
What percentage of you is in the movie?
What percentage of me?
Yeah, I'm saying 90?
95? What do you mean, like... clothing-wise, or...
I think Kevin's talking about the percentage of Audrina we get to see on screen.
Right.
Well, I'm...
You're not in a snowsuit, right?
I can't really tell you. I'm in the beginning, and I may be in the end, but you're going to have
to
watch
but what percentage of you is in the beginning, and what percentage of you is in the end?
In the beginning is probably 90.
All right.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. That's Psycho Mike, by the way.
Well, I hope you guys like it. I mean, I think you will. So
I think we will, too. And by the way, this Maxim shoot that we mentioned earlier, the new Maxim that you're on the cover of, may be the best you've ever looked. I don't know how they did it, but God bless you.
It's all that airbrush. brushing, you know?
That must be
you got that right, kid. You got that right.
No, I don't know. It's just my hair, everything. My hair is different, and a lot of people get mixed feelings going back dark or staying this color, so who knows?
If I could speak for Bean, he didn't mean how did they do it.
No, I just mean how do you take Audrina, who's a gorgeous woman, and make her look better than she's ever looked before? Good. I meant it strictly as a compliment.
Oh, it sounded that way.
The whole concept of it was supposed to be like, you know, that fantasy every guy kind of has, not every guy, mm-hmm. but a girl cleaning his house. And
sure.
we actually shot at Steve Shaw's, his house in Venice, and, you know, like washing his car, cleaning the floor with a toothbrush, doing laundry, different things like that, and then finally sneaking in the fridge and eating strawberry shortcake because it's my final indulgence.
Oh, look at that.
There's a whole story to it.
You got to check out Maxim on newsstands now. Sorority Row is the film. It opens up everywhere tomorrow, and I guess we'll just stay tuned to see what you and Mark Burnett come with for the next reality show. Audrina, I can't believe we've never talked to you on the show before, but I'm glad you came on. I hope we do it again.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully soon.
All right. See you later.
Right,
bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Kevin and Bean Show on the air like usual. You're listening to us on the radio, but you can also watch us at kevinandbean.com. We are being webcast this morning thanks to our friends over at Fox and their TV show Fringe coming soon. A lot of complaints, by the way, that Lisa May is not getting enough FaceTime.
I agree.
On the webcast.
Why would they show us?
Or enough boob time either.
Yeah. You know what the problem with that shot is that Bean's head is in the way.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's the problem.
Lightning
has much as his hair.
Is this camera on? Lightning, this camera right here.
Yes, right there now. Yeah.
Here, I got a treat for the webcast.
Lightning
treat for the webcast.
Do not do that.
What are you gonna
do?
When
I come to you, you start to reach.
What
stop.
Are you
show him my T-shirt. I want to show him my T-shirt.
You unzipping your pants?
He was going to.
I
want to
show my T-shirt. Oh, that's a great T-shirt. That's an old dude with
this
head.
This is a picture. What? This is a picture of my actual grandfather in the newspaper with what might have been the world's largest turnip at the time, ladies and gentlemen. There it is. Giant turnip.
This is why we don't have him in the studio with us.
That's my dear late grandpa right there on my T-shirt.
You sit down.
I'm just saying. That's a webcast bonus this morning.
52 and time for Ralph to take over now and talk about anything else.
The people on the radio don't get to see my grandpa with the world's largest turnip. Webcast viewers are getting to enjoy it this morning. That's my point. Back to you, Ralph.
What killed him?
He was 90-something. He just died from being old.
You were talking to him? He took his own life? That's what I'm guessing. I'm guessing he choked on the turnip.
Nope, that didn't happen.
Is that code?
Yeah. Right. You know, we're in town for the MTV Video Music Awards.
Yes.
That's why we're here.
And Sunday night.
We're going to enjoy that. Mm-hmm. Right on the television, along with everyone else.
As they certainly didn't provide tickets.
They did not. We'll be watching MTV in our hotel rooms.
Or we're going to be at a Muse concert. Either one, I'm not sure.
But you might be... Yeah, I'm going back to the hotel. I'm going to lay down. You might be interested to know. Get out of my shot.
Sorry.
You might be interested to know that they've just added another special element to the VMAs this year.
Ooh, tell us.
Fans will get the first glimpse of the trailer for This Is It, which, of course, is the motion picture that they've made from all the rehearsal footage of Michael Jackson preparing for his This Is It concert tour in London at the O2 Arena.
Did they hold any of the video back for a sequel so this indeed may not be it?
No, I believe they've used the best of the footage. They've edited together a two-hour film that will be released on October the 28th for a two-week limited engagement in theaters. But it is obviously Michael's last performance on stage, and they've got a lot of rehearsal footage of him preparing for his O2 Arena shows. And you will see that footage for the first time during the MTV VMA broadcast.
These will be my final show.
Or not.
That was true. Hey, why only 2 weeks in theaters?
I don't know.
Because that seems odd.
Maybe we can get someone from Sony Pictures on the phone and ask them that question.
I think it creates some kind of an urgency to see it. They did that with the X Games movie.
Yeah, it was limited. Yeah, limited.
It was one
release.
Week.
Yeah.
So you feel like you have to go. I think that's why.
I'm sure they will put it on DVD shortly thereafter.
In time for Christmas.
Right.
Yes, probably. Exactly.
Hopefully they'll have footage of Michael Jackson getting kicked in the nads, because apparently that was an issue with him his whole life. Life and Weekly magazine today has released a story saying that Michael had a secret surgery in 1994 to help him father kids of his own. He was concerned about his low sperm count and told doctors he had been kicked and punched in the groin repeatedly as a child, and was thinking maybe that was causing his swimmers not to be released.
That explains why his voice is so high.
Exactly.
And why he was never able to father a kid.
So according to the story, doctors did a painful surgery on his nether region to try to increase his sperm count. No word on whether it was successful or not, but
sad week, so many
things happen, a lot of deaths.
What should we do?
And of course, Michael Jackson, world phenomena.
He was a phenomena.
It's true.
Speaking of the Jackson family, the family does not want to disturb the lives of Prince Michael and Paris and Blanket, so they've decided to keep educating the kids at home. They will not be going to school. They will be continuing to be homeschooled. TMZ.com says that Catherine Jackson is making sure that their Encino, California home, where the kids will now be staying, looks a lot like a real school. They're going to have a play yard and a volleyball court for the kids, and they will have regular perks like field trips and get a lunch break, just like a real school.
Hmm.
Well, that'll be just like school then.
It will be the same.
The four of them going out to the volleyball court and having recess?
You know what was interesting, seeing the kids at the memorial service and then again at the funeral, is that Michael Jackson went out of his way to make sure their faces were always covered by putting them in further bizarre masks and would never show their faces because I guess he was worried about security and kidnapping. The minute that dude dropped dead, man, they just had them out there just parading him around like nothing. It's weird that must have been his wish, but the family obviously disagreed with it because now we've all seen him.
Wildly inappropriate.
And they're way, way good-looking kids, too, to be coming from Michael Jackson, aren't they? Were you surprised at how good looking?
I don't know
they
how much Jackson had
they,
to do with them.
They didn't come from Michael Jackson. That's the point.
I think it was Macaulay Culkin and Emmanuel Lewis, apparently. They spliced their genes together to make the kids.
He just went to ArianKidAdoption.com and picked out some good looking ones, I guess.
Right.
Congratulations to Ellen DeGeneres. She's got a new gig. Fox announced yesterday that she will be joining Simon Cowell, Randy Jackson, and Cara DioGuardia as the fourth judge on American Idol when it debuts this fall.
Great choice.
She is a great choice. I think she's going to add a lot to the show. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait for new television.
Yeah.
I was off American Idol last time around.
Right.
Yeah. But I'm back on.
No, stay
on.
Really?
You're back on?
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it.
Off.
Especially now with Ellen as a host.
But do you remember the show that turned you on it? That when they brought out old fat Casey from Casey and the Sunshine Band, he horribly warbled through one of his hits from 40 years ago?
And Casey and the Sunshine Band, I was off.
Because that was just abusive to the listener.
But now I'm back.
Okay.
Looking forward to it.
You're bad.
Well, you know,
the same things are going to anger you this year. Same thing.
But I need some new TV.
Bad. Oh, well, you got some new TV in a couple weeks. Fringe is
coming
back.
I know, we got Fringe, and we got Bones and House, too. House is coming back. I can't wait for House. House is in the nut hatch, you know.
Yes,
he went
into
rehab.
Right.
He went to an asylum for rehabbing.
All right.
Some good stuff. Speaking of television, America's Got Talent, number one show in America last week once again, and producers say they're going to bring on internet sensation Susan Boyle to close out the show.
In a bikini?
I sure hope so. The U.S. We see her new Maxim shoot. Boyle cleaning a floor with a toothbrush.
That's Audrina Patrick.
Then she eats some strawberry shortcake.
That's not her.
And she's washing some dude's car.
That's
it's got a little
her.
Story to it. The whole thing's got a little story to it. I like the story part of it. Yeah, Susan Boyle will be singing on the finale on September the 16th, and then her CD will be out in November, so we can all pick that up and listen to it.
America
over
doesn't
and over
have
again.
Talent if you got to import people from other countries to perform on your show.
Well, she was a big internet smash, even here in the States.
Right.
So I can see where they're bringing her on. Congratulations to Nicole Richie and Joel Madden. They've got a new baby, a baby boy. They've already got... Get out of my camera shot.
What?
Harlow, of course, is their 20-month-old daughter. They've got a new baby boy joining the family. His name is Sparrow.
Sparrow is the name.
Sparrow James Midnight Madden.
Terrible name. And that's a him. His name
is
Sparrow.
His name is Sparrow James Midnight Madden.
Wow.
Midnight Madden. Did they think of this name while they were waiting for the game to be released? While they were waiting to pick up Madden... 10-1, 0-10.
They were asleep, and they just heard that talk in the background and thought it was unique.
Yeah.
Sparrow. Hey, guys, the Armenian comedian is on the phone.
Yep.
They can just hang up on him, right?
No.
Let's hear what he has to say.
Really? He's got a comedy gig he wants to promote. Let's have him hold.
Let's go to him now. I'm almost done. Let's go to him now.
Let's talk to him in the next break.
You sure?
I don't want to spend a whole break. I mean, 30 seconds is all I got for Sam, to tell you the truth.
All right, bring him on.
Can we just talk to him real quick, and that way we can do whatever we were going to do?
Hey, Armenian comedian.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm from New York, you know. I'm a cab driver, yellow taxi, good humor man. Oh, my
you're none
God.
Of those. Hey, hello, you're none of those.
You had a good humor truck that was a cab?
Yeah.
You sold ice cream and took people places?
You're none of those things, Sam.
Good humor summer for 4 years. I drove good humor truck and yellow cab for 4 years.
Can you guys imagine getting in a cab with this guy?
Oh.
Would you like an orange to cool, or would you like to go to the airport? That's what he'd ask you when he got into his cab.
Listen, we don't have much time. We're biting into Ralph's showbiz report. So where's your gig tonight where you're going to be, and what's the story?
It's in Glendale every...
Oh, I'm sorry we don't have time, but thanks for calling, Sam. Oh, I appreciate it.
Let Sam sell his thing.
All right.
Mike, Glendale?
Thrill.
Listen, yes, Sam, go ahead.
I have a gig in Glendale, cover charge.
All right, we'll be there. That's great news. Thank you, Sam.
We got it, Armenian comedian. Thanks for calling in. Happy to help you promote your gig. Back to you, Rob.
I was good humor truck, yellow cab, oil freighter captain.
How do you guys not like him?
He's Jason Dispenser.
He's an instant payoff that day.
I did base jumping off of Empire State Building. I was Mayor Koch. I pitched for the Yankees.
Who knew Sam had such an extensive background here in New York City?
He didn't do any of that.
I had no idea.
Celebrity birthdays today. Joe Perry of Aerosmith is 59. Chris Columbus, the director, is 51. Amy Irving, the actress, is 56. Stevie D of Buck Cherry is 43. Robin Goodridge of Bush is 44. Guy Ritchie, another talented movie director. By the way, Guy Ritchie just signed on to direct a new comic book movie.
Really?
Yeah, called Lobo.
Lobo
is...
Are they scratching the bottom of the comic book?
No, Lobo's great. Please? Lobo is a intergalactic bounty hunter who rides a just big spaceship motorcycle.
Okay.
You're going to like it, trust me.
Is it on the Gay Channel logo?
No, it's not a logo. It's
this
Lobo.
Sheriff Lobo, is it?
No, it's not Sheriff Lobo.
I don't even know what that means.
Claude right. Akins.
That was a TV show.
Ryan Phillippe's 35. Mikey Way from My Chemical Romance is 29. And Matthew Folliwell of Kings of Leon celebrates his 25th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We are live in New York City today, tomorrow, and Monday. Don't forget Jay-Z on the program tomorrow. Also, Adam Carolla will be here with This Week in Rage. We've got the movie beat, all the usual stuff. Monday, by the way, Breakfast with Muse happening right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. That I haven't heard the new The Resistance record. Has anyone else heard The Resistance?
Yeah, it's good.
Woo! Is it awesome?
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay, can't wait. So that's all straight ahead here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, we got a little business to take care of.
Well, we got the internet roundup. Mm-hmm. And
click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's internet roundup.
Hit it, Steve.
These are some of our favorite links. One of them is Soleimun Fry, who's paying off her millionth Twitterer by dressing up as
Punky Brewster. The return of Punky.
But I figured I needed to get the best gift ever for you guys, and so I thought, why not dress up like Punky Brewster, because so many of us grew up together, and so I thought it would be kind of fun, and I'm really feeling it.
Yeah.
It's weird when you start to see nostalgia for the 90s. Right?
Yeah.
Like Saved by the Bell. There's so much nostalgia for Saved by the Bell right now. It doesn't seem it was on, like it was on that long ago.
I know, you know? It's true.
But
true.
I guess that's what she's cashing in on a little bit.
Grown-up Punky.
Yeah, I know.
You know how long I've been waiting to punk Punky? You know what I'm saying?
No.
No, I don't either.
Okay. Internet Roundup, KevinAndBean.com if you want to go there. There's a reason why they don't fire radio DJs and then give them a chance to say goodbye, because they usually do it with a tiny bit of anger.
Kiss my ass, Cox Radio Jacksonville, and especially you, Bill Hendrick, and David Israel. You two empty suits will be lucky if this is the only time this happens to you, and it's going to be a bright day in Jacksonville when your desks are emptied and radio is free of you. Now, this shows you how much they're paying attention, by the way, because they should have been in here by now, and if they were really listening to the radio stations and knew what was going on. So thanks for nothing. Rotten hell, Cox Radio. I am gone.
Wow.
This is a guy in Jacksonville, Florida, who found out while he was on the air that he was being replaced with somebody else. So he took the opportunity to share that with the listeners and then quit. And he literally got up and walked out of the studio, and there was just dead air until somebody could come in and start playing a song or something. When it's time for the Kevin and Bean Show to be gone, and believe me, it's not that far away, we're not going to have a chance to say goodbye.
Oh, God, no.
And we're going to be so scrubbed from the website.
Yeah.
It'll be as if we never existed.
That's usually how they do it.
The day that we're gone, and you're going to call and go, hey, what happened to Kevin and Bean? They were on yesterday. And they will tell you that they have never heard of us.
Go, don't worry. Mike and I will say goodbye for you.
Okay, good.
Yeah, but no problem.
Can we call in on your show at all? Or?
No.
Nope.
Fucking nuts. It's craziness.
You know Zach Galifianakis?
Of course.
Who is one of our favorite people. He was in Hangover.
He was great in Hangover.
And he has an internet. Is this just a Funny or Die thing, Ralph? His internet show?
Yeah. It's called Between Two Ferns, and he has a celebrity guest. He had John Hamm from Mad Men on, and this is Charlize Theron, I guess.
In this particular one, it's Charlize Theron, yeah.
And my guest today is Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron.
Theron.
Like Heron. Theron.
Like heroin.
Yeah.
So you were in Monsters, Inc.?
No. Oh, that's humorous.
Oh, you were in the movie Monster.
Monster, yeah. Just Monster. And did you go alone, or did you go with a girlfriend?
I have a girlfriend. She looks a little bit like you.
Oh, wow. That's such a nice compliment. Thank you.
And a lot like Dog the Bounty Hunter.
The image of me and you, like me naked in a pool with, like, a fat garden gnome, like...
I hope your dog dies.
Oh. I just f***ed myself.
Earlier in that piece, she starts talking about how her dog's sick, and she starts crying. Yeah. And he holds a video game up in front of her face.
We have a new sponsor.
It's really funny.
Speaking of which, get off the plane here in New York City last night, mm-hmm. right? And I get a text from our boy Lightning, who now runs the internet, the website, right?
Yeah.
And says, guess who I'm standing next to?
No, you got
to
say it as Lightning.
Okay. Guess who I'm standing next to in the baggage carousel? Charlize Theron.
What?
I win. That's what he texts me.
She was on his plane?
She was on his flight into New York last night.
Well, you sat next to Kevin, though. That's just as good.
That is so wrong on so many levels.
He does win.
He does win completely.
Can you imagine? I mean, no one likes sitting next to somebody on a plane, but can you imagine getting on a plane, you're walking down the aisle, and you look over, and Charlize Theron is your seatmate?
That's awesome.
To which I said, then, if Charlize is in New York,
yes.
Why isn't she our guest?
I like it. I like
said
where you're
to,
going.
Interim producer Dave the King of Mexico. And he said, I don't know, Ralph. I don't know why we can't get her on the show. I will set phasers to try to book her. Fire.
So. Dave the King of Mexico's new business voice.
So grown-up voice.
Maybe tomorrow or Monday we can have her on if she's in town.
What's she doing here?
Stalking me.
Okay.
She's following
sure,
you.
Sure, that's
following
it.
She me. Came ahead of you. So that you wouldn't think
she
was following you.
So she could scope out the hotel where I'm staying so she, you know, she wouldn't be noticed lurking in the bushes somewhere.
Wow.
Yeah, it's sad.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, go to kevinandbean.com if you'd like to see any of those clips, along with Gus Porter, American legend, and a bunch of other funny stuff that's on there. We will be live from New York. We'll be right back on the Kevin and Bean Show.
We're live in New York City today. It's the Kevin and Bean Show, broadcasting from here tomorrow and Monday as well. All I know is, Ralph, take as much time as you want, but when you're done, we're stepping out onto the street, and we're going to raise pizza. So just keep that in mind as you're blabbering over there.
Are we taking it to the street?
I'm saying that you're standing between me and delicious New York City pizza. That's
I'm
what
saying, douchebag. I ate breakfast this morning.
But I didn't.
As did Kevin,
but
as
I'm
did Lisa.
Starving.
We're all good. Did. We're okay.
What's your problem?
Because the King and I were here at the crack of ass trying to get this studio up
City
and running.
City never sleeps, by the way, right. New York. There's food available to you around the clock. Here's anytime you want to eat.
Here's the thing about Bean. Now that he doesn't work with us, he works from his home, we can't take him in person because all day he's like, I'm so hungry.
He's lost the ability, apparently, to fend for himself. He was at the vending machine down the hall going, Dave, I'm having some troubles here. Couldn't get a dollar bill into a vending machine to get a Mountain Dew. I want a Mountain Dew, but I'm not sure how this works. I was like, when did you become
I've turned into Ozzy Osbourne.
I'm so hungry, I don't know what to do. And so then I said,
I had to come here this morning. I could not eat. I was like, you can get food anytime you want. No, I'm so hungry.
I thought we would have 24-hour room service. So Lisa and I went and got breakfast. Mm-hmm. Ralph had it delivered to his room.
I had room service this morning while I was prepping for the show.
Why don't you eat, mother effer?
I should have planned that out a little better.
Well, then don't punish us.
I thought there would be time this morning when Dave and I were walking over here. I thought there would be time to stop and get some food. But as it turned out, we needed every second to get this Dog and Pony Show on the radio.
And that's our fault. How?
It's not your fault.
This morning when you woke up.
It's not your fault.
Eaten before you left the hotel.
What I'm saying is I didn't.
I'm going to
say that. I'm saying that is not our problem.
What I'm saying is I didn't.
So now I'm saying that's not our problem.
Okay, but
so don't give an F about your raised pizza needs, okay? So don't come at me saying, ooh, hurry up, the show is because I have to eat raised pizza. You can leave right the hell now if you want to go get some pizza. I don't need you for this.
Ralph, yeah, I will. I'm feeling good. Let's have a long show, Bill.
Let's take our time.
I really could have about an
Let
hour.
Let everyone know we're going long.
I'm so hungry. Come on, hurry it up
already.
Go ahead.
All right, let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Saturday Night Live has announced their acts that will be performing musically as well as their hosts for the first four shows of the new season. I mentioned already that Megan Fox has been tapped as the new as the host for the new season. She will do the premiere episode along
Megan with Fox, Megan Fox, oh Megan Fox,
along with you too as musical guest.
That's a hell of a show.
Sure
yeah,
is.
No kidding.
Next week will be Ryan Reynolds. Oh, good. I'm glad he's getting more work.
That's a drop-off.
With Lady Gaga will be performing.
Yeah, I can skip that.
A man-woman?
I think she wants to ride my disco stick. I'm not sure, but I keep hearing messages from her.
This is their I believe, 35th season on Saturday Night Live, by the way.
It's about 30 seasons too long.
Crazy.
Drew Barrymore will be the host of the October 10th show, along with Regina Spektor. And then on October the 17th, Gerard Butler will be hosting, along with Shakira. All excellent guests and hosts.
Mm-hmm.
Shows won't be good. Just telling you right now.
It's not consistently good, I'll tell you that.
It sure isn't. Hugh Hefner apparently is finally getting around to divorcing his wife, Kimberly Conrad.
I can't believe that they had not gotten divorced already.
They've been separated for 11 years.
Wow.
They should have, like, common law divorces, shouldn't they? If you're separated for more than 7 years, she'd just be considered...
Just dissolve it.
Just like common law marriages.
Automatic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He, of course, had two children with Kimberly, mm-hmm. Marsden and Cooper, who are both... they're 19 and 18 years old now. Imagine being 18 years old and your dad is Hefner and you're up at the mansion.
They're both guys?
Yeah.
Oh,
dude,
wow.
I had no idea they were that old.
Yeah. Apparently, irreconcilable differences is what Hugh Hefner is filing for in the divorce. He's finally.
He remembers that long ago?
What would the irreconcilable differences be? I like banging 20-year-old blondes.
I like playmates.
My wife doesn't like that so much. She is suing him, by the way, for $5 million. Because remember that he bought the house next to his when they separated.
Right.
Put her in that house with the kids so they could be close, but he could still be Hef and had the mansion. So he bought the mansion next door.
Right.
The kids were there playing and stuff, and he would have a walk. He had a walkway put in so they could go in between the two houses.
Right.
He has since sold that house. And now Kimberly is saying, well, you owe me money from the sale of the house.
Oh, I see.
I want $5 million from that sale.
Okay.
Yeah. He bought her the freaking house and let her live there for 11 years.
Women, what are you going to do?
Now she wants $5 million? What did she pay for the house? Bupkis, that's what I'm telling you. That's what she paid for the house. So she's suing. I think that's why he's divorcing her, because he's cheesed off.
He's finally... The best pickup line I've ever heard was, "Hello, my name's Hugh Hefner."
What?
That's what he wanted to go to?
Yeah. Apparently, yeah.
All right, good.
I've tried that line, by the way. It does not work for me.
But you're not him.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Jermaine Jackson is planning this Michael Jackson tribute concert in Vienna, the farewell concert. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I can't tell if people are going to take part and it's going to be awesome, or if it's just being talked about like it's going to be awesome and then it's going to suck because no one's going to do it.
I believe it's the latter.
It is.
Yeah, because Jermaine said it's going to be the global farewell concert in Vienna for Michael. And all of music superstars will perform. That's how he sold the concert.
Right.
All right. So that's big names.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, so far, Natalie Cole and Akon have said they may perform. That's the lineup.
That's it?
Yes.
And not even a solid thumbs up.
No. They are not 100% confirmed at this point. Okay. Those are the two maybes.
You think at a minimum you could get Diana Ross and Smokey Robinson and people like that who are actually friends with the dude.
Yeah. I don't think they care for Jermaine all that much.
Mm.
Or Your Majesty.
Yeah.
For that matter.
His kid, right?
His kid, Your Majesty.
That is his kid's name.
Yeah. Speaking of music, the top 10 CDs in stores list came out today thanks to Billboard.com. And surprisingly, Whitney Houston at the top of the charts. Her new CD, I Look to You,
is
the number one CD in America.
Has anyone heard anything from it?
Mm-mm.
I've heard two songs.
Yeah, good.
And?
The first song was just so-so, kind of a mid-charter. Second one is better. It's a little bit more contemporary.
Does she sound strong?
Yeah, she sounds fine. I mean, she's not showing off the voice back when like she did. I mean, there's no question age has taken its toll on Whitney Houston and her lifestyle as well. But, I mean, with the right, you know how an artist like that is. You just need the right producers and songwriters that can make you sound good. It's okay.
And lastly, Fox surprised us all yesterday with the announcement that Ellen DeGeneres has been added as the new permanent fourth judge on American Idol. She'll be joining Simon, Randy, and Kara as the show enters its ninth season. And looks like that will put the cap in the bottle for any chance of Paula Abdul returning to the series. She will not be back.
Is he going to check Paula's house or the car out in front of her house?
That was a fan. That wasn't Paula.
She's
Paula
got
says,
Vegas.
Yeah, she's got other plans. She's going to do a smash hit singing, dancing variety review show in Las Vegas.
Wait, how does she know it's a smash hit?
You can plan a smash hit?
Because she says she has the draw of a Cher or a Bette Midler and expects to pack the house every night.
Hmm.
Then she says her plan is, if it works on stage, to take it and make it a TV show and go up against American Idol and conquer them in the ratings.
She's as crazy as ever. Does she know American Idol does, like, Super Bowl numbers?
Yes.
Does she know that Cher and Bette Midler each have 40-year careers of popular movies and hit records?
You don't understand. She's a gift.
Okay.
Paula Abdul is a gift.
Right.
And if we don't open it, Maybe it'll stay under the tree.
Can we return it?
I'm not sure.
Can we return the gift?
I have a receipt. All right. Yes. Today's celebrity birthdays.
What? Really? You're done? Let me start packing up. I just want to make sure. Because I'm worried that Ray's is going to stop making
pizza.
There
must be another story, Ralph.
Let's see what else.
No, seriously.
I bet there's something
one
else.
More. This is probably coming out of the oven right now. By timing it down Thursday, it'll be perfect.
What else you got, Ralph?
I got Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin.
Good enough. Don't care.
Talking about the fact that he's not going to be writing an autobiography.
Okay. All right.
He has been offered boatloads of money from many publishing houses to write an autobiography about his life with the legendary band Led Zeppelin. But he said he has no interest in doing so.
Why is he so cranky?
I don't know, but he sure is.
Why is he so unbelievably angry?
He says
and cranky.
He won't write a book because all the other books out there about Led Zeppelin are filled with, and I quote, a load of rubbish. Wouldn't that be motivation to write the story that you think is the truth? To get it out there?
Sure.
Yeah, set the record straight.
Well, he's really cranky about the books that exist, so he doesn't want to add to that.
Today's celebrity birthdays.
Let's see what else I got. Liev Schreiber, talking about fatherhood in Us Weekly magazine,
so
says that his having kids has made him feel
old. Okay, good.
He says he feels much older physically, but younger spiritually.
That's good. That's important.
And the same age rectally. I don't even know what that means, but apparently he's broken even in that department.
Is it the water in New York that makes the pizza so good?
Rumor Willis.
Yes.
Says that being the daughter of Demi Moore skews her perception. And
really?
Did as a child growing up. She said, growing up with a mom like mine gives you a skewed idea of what a mother should look like. My mother's gene size is smaller than mine, she says. And that isn't the case with most mothers and daughters.
Yeah, I can imagine it'd be tough to compete if Demi Moore is your mom and she's the beneficiary of hundreds of thousands of dollars of plastic surgery
right.
to look
and
like she looks.
She looked pretty good to
and
begin
she looked great
with.
To begin with, yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah. rough.
All right, Robin, you got to be done now.
Jerry O'Connell in the news.
I love him. What?
Of course, you know, he's got twin daughters now that
right.
he is raising with Rebecca Romaine and said he has to prepare because someday they're going to be teenage girls. So he told Us Weekly he's already in preparation. He says, I'm reading all the Judy Blume books. I'm going to rent some Molly Ringwald movies and watch Twilight. That's how he'll be ready for a teenage daughter.
Sometimes Robin goes till about 10:30, by the way.
How did a guy...
if you know that or not.
That's right, Robin.
How did a guy as funny as Jerry O'Connell ever end up on a show like Carpools?
I have no idea.
It was a good show.
Right.
See, they got in the carpool lane, and
all right,
they
now
just
I'm ready to go.
Zoomed
okay.
by.
Seriously.
But there was all these other cars in the other lanes, and they could not go.
Close it down, Ralph.
That hotel show, by the way, he was in, also not great.
It's bad.
What is that? I don't
oh,
know.
That's right. He had a short-lived series with a
concierge
hotel.
Concierge at a high-end hotel in New York City. Did not do great.
And finally.
Today's celebrity birthday is Joe Perry of Aerosmith, 59 years old today. Director Chris Columbus turns 51, as does director Guy Ritchie, who is 41 years old today. As I mentioned earlier in the Showbiz Beat today, he has signed on to direct a new movie about the DC Comics character Lobo, which some people are very excited about. I got a bunch of emails about that.
No one's excited.
Very, very excited.
Not one person.
Ryan Phillippe is 35. Mikey Way from My Chemical Romance is 29 years old. Stevie D of Buckcherry is 43. And Matthew Folliwell of Kings of Leon is 25.
Used to be a good King of Leon, and it's so not. But it's just that Hopper isn't judging you from this CD because the album is much better.
Our friend Nicole, unfortunately, interviewed Kings of Leon drunk one time. That's the reference.
And that's what she sounded like, pretty much. Only I sounded much more coherent.
You did, yeah.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the Showbiz Beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, all new Kevin and Bean show from New York City. We have Andrew Siciliano talking about the NFL kickoff weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We have Movie Beat because it's Friday. We have Adam Carolla because it's Friday.
Nee.
Speaking of Rage.
Nee.
We're going to talk to Sal Masekela. We have September 11th conspiracy theorists as tomorrow's the...
Oh, Ralph told us in earlier New York that, and 9/11.
Yeah.
Wow, that's weird.
Ralph told us earlier that Charlie Sheen is one of the high-profile people who still believes that the government was involved in bringing down the Twin Towers.
Just wrote a letter to President Barack Obama stating that fact.
How about that? That's pretty brilliant. And the guy who released an album on September 11th, 2001, Jay-Z. Is going to be on our program tomorrow as well.
Wow.
How about that?
That's pretty great.
Yeah, yeah.
On the Kevin and Bean Show.
Don't go away, though, because Cat Corbett's up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock. How about some Muse? Also,
smooth.
I know. How long are we going to have to do this job before Kevin gets the hang of it?
He was looking at me like, come on, you idiot.
And?
Sorry.
Plus some Green Day, Franz Ferdinand, The Offspring, Kings of Leon, and more. Straight ahead right after this on good old K-Rock.